right, so the last thing we were discussing was we're basically trying to analyze how conventional, to what extent is the is a Maisa Kiddushin a typical Kenyan, and how conventional is that? Okay, that's really, that's going to be a theme that runs throughout, you know, these dapim, the first, 13, 14 dapim of the Masechta. Again, we've introduced it by both discussing Isha Niknes, and then the relative roles of Kesef Shtar and Bia, in terms of that Lashon, why Kesef is singled out in particular, according to the different views of the Rishonim that we already discussed. The question Kesef Kiddushin versus Kesef in other Kinyanim, something addressed by both Tosis and the Meiri, and again, the Meiri's discussion of the proper Girsa here. And then taking a step back and pointing out that, you know, in light of, again, the comments of Tosis and the comments of the Meiri and this whole Shakla Vitaria, and the choice of the word Kinyan, to what extent we need to revise the notion of Kinyan generally in light of the fact that Kiddushin plays this role. Should we be reassessing what Kinyan is and giving it a broader meaning, which I think is the right answer? Either way, I think that's the right answer. Even according to certain formulations of the Rishonim, I think you still, even the more extreme ones that kind of, you know, try to apply more routine notions of Kinyan in terms of, Rishus and control and so on. The Isha also is a Chetz in addition. No question the Isha's primary role in Ishus is that she's a Makne, right? And that's where Bekones Atzma, you know, comes into play. But even according to the views, what I'm saying is there are some Rishonim who see her also in part as a chepta with regard to certain part of the relationship. In my opinion, that's a minority view, but it is a view that gets echoed. Even when it gets echoed, it usually gets echoed for certain specific things. But even that view probably has to widen our general understanding of Kinyan, because it can't deny that the primary aspect is the relationship between, the legal relationship between them. It's not primarily about, coming under the rishus of the husband. And certainly the Rishonim who shy away from those formulations at all, we'll get to the Rajba in just a second, they certainly think that you have to, perceive the role of Kinyanim, you know, in a different way. So basically we were trying to suggest that Kinyanim, while they typically manifest in ownership, and where typically there is a Chepza, there's numerous cases where there's no Chepza, and it's just about rights and obligations. And there are also cases where clearly the notion of Kinyan is about just legal rights or relationships. And that's some of the things that we tried to illustrate yesterday. And certainly this makes sense in the context of Ishus, and then in light of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Again, there are those who quote Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron in order to highlight that there is some aspect of Cheftza Hanikne as well, and the Isha's Tachas Rishus or Bailus Habal. No question about that. We gave the example of the Tosas and Ksuvah space on the base, and the Tosa Rosh even more so, and that one day on Rashi in Erechin, even though, again, Ramosh Feinstein thinks it's a Talmud Toev. Again, some of them do quote, again, the reference in Bali Tosas to, you know, Nistapcha Sadehu, that she's Sadehu Debal, doesn't explicitly quote Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, but, it's very, I think it's more than speculation to suggest that that's what Tosis kind of has a little bit of mind anywhere, or it's an association that we have in mind. So there are those who sometimes quote Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, and it's certainly true among the Achronim, in order to highlight that this is a typical Kenyan, even to the point of a Cheftza Shel Nikna, or if not, at least a typical Kenyan, we'll see Avnei Miluim in a minute, or to emphasize the typical Kenyan dimension of this. At the same time, The alternative is to say that kicha kicha miste ephron, number one, of course, is limited, and as some of you noted, that's part of the discussion on Gimel and Aleph, which we're not up to yet, but partly in Tosas and partly in others. Of course, we don't learn kinyane sadeh, you know, across the board to Isha, right? That's why Chalipin doesn't apply. That's the best, you know, one of the best ways, 50% way to read the Gemara's discussion on Gimel and Aleph, which we're not yet at. And that's partly Tosas' discussion there al Atar. Why did you say Kinyan Chazaka? And why did you say all sorts of other Kinyanim? Yerushalmi, I mentioned already about Kinyan Chazaka, but whatever. So certainly no one thinks that Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, you know, is an absolute paradigm across the board. But what I was suggesting was even more than that, and that is that while some still think that to whatever extent we overlap Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, right, it reflects, you know, kind of a regular Kenyan and maybe even a Dover HaNikne, there are others who probably think the opposite. And that is that the Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron only works because even Kenyan and Asada, right, is very different than Kenyan and Metalthalin. Kenyan and Metalthalin, as I mentioned the other day, it's much easier to say, again, you'll see in a moment that the Avnei Biluim disagrees with that. This point, not the Nikna part, but the how typical it is and what the implication is. But certainly it's attractive to say that Dvar Torah Mos Konos, the position of Rav Yochanan and Perek Azav, which Rishonim then point out, well, where's the Makar? And especially if the Makar is Misvara, is based on you know, some sort of Shibui or Tchilas Piro. Whereas, especially if you take the view of the Taz, and the Taz invokes Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron to support his view, which is that, you know, it's not about Piron, it's a formal Kenyan. And for that reason, it's not a din in Tchilas Piron and Zekifas Milva, it's a din in the Shavapruta. Not because what you're receiving is worth a Shavapruta, but you can't really put I'm explaining it and expanding the explanation. You can't really put a price tag on it, and maybe not just for technical reasons, but for fundamental reasons, because you just can't pick it up and put it in your pocket, you can't destroy it. So there are limits. It's a different kind of a bilos. Again, the other side will say, no different type of bilos. You know, whatever those differences are, they're just pragmatic issues to be played out. But to the extent that you can own it and do own it, I mean, you can't pick it up and put it in your pocket. Everybody agrees about that. But except, you know, maybe for another umdos, you know, the botzer, if you think that's karka. But leave that for another time. You know, that's a truth, but notwithstanding that, you know, to the extent that anybody can really, you own it and it's in your rishus, and maybe you could price it, or maybe the pricing is broader, but that's all kind of quantitative adjustments. What I'm suggesting is, if you take the view that these are qualitative adjustments, the lack of onah, the lack of, you know, certain other dinim, shvua, shmira, the special status of karka, that if it's related to karka, the olam amades, not just in the wider range of things, but the idea that, you know, you can have a relationship with the karka, but you can't really own the karka. If you look at it that way, so then the kicha kicha miste ephron is very specific. Even then, is kicha kicha miste ephron relevant just to kiddushei kesef, or is it relevant to all kiddushin? Right, that too is very much connected to what we were talking about in terms of the one and the two and the three, in terms of the language of the Gemara. So, in terms of Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, as we said, the Taz invokes it against the Sma, and Eli correctly pointed to the Avnei Milui, which I think I had mentioned also, which is, what did we say, Chav Tes Beis? So, in Simu Chav Tes Beis, the Avnei Milui is discussing the problem of chalipin and the chiluk between chalipin and kesef. We'll discuss this Avnei Milui more, discussing specifically the sheet of the Tosas Rid. Again, when we come back, mostly we'll be starting with Gimel and that sugya. So we'll discuss that at point as well. So what he wants to develop mostly is the idea that the yesod of chalipin, right, is that it's not a kinyan of tchilas piron. It's not. There's no shivui. There's no correspondence between, even in theory or symbolically, you know, between the money part, the amount, you know, and the exchange that you're getting for it. He wants to say that's the difference between kesef and chalipin. And that's why chalipin is a snayu b'pokas b'shar pruta, and that's why even when you have a chalipin which is a pruta, it doesn't make a difference, because the sod is that there's no din of shivui or chiluf. There's no din of chilus piron. That's a sejel. And then he quotes the sma for that. The sma in Siman Kuf Tzadi. He says, I hold with the sma, against the taz. I think that even karka is based on the notion of chilas piron, and therefore, that this provides in a way, like a certain way to juxtapose chalipin and kesef. And he, by the way, equates the price of raya actually between he equates kesef and karka and ma'os and metaltalin, according to Rabbi Yochanan. He equates the two. I was using it to contrast them. And I stand by what I said, but this is a machlokas. So he says, Zeh hevdel shebein kesef l'chalipin, kesef eino l'kinyon, v'chalipin eino l'kinyon, v'kesef kishu tchilas piron, hu nichnas b'chal shivui ha-mekach, v'sudor eino b'chal shivui ha-mekach, ala d'mei ha-mekach, hu b'shlemos, kasher katsuv b'neim, v'chalipin eino l'kinyon. Again, a simple nafkamina, if you want one, is that, again, whatever the value of the sudar, it doesn't detract from the value of the price. You know, if we agreed on a $1,000 price and the sudar is worth, $2, you still have to pay another $1,000. Whereas if we're talking about, kesef or tchilas piron, right? So you save yourself, that little shavapruta or whatever it is that you gave. Not the biggest nafkamina in the world, probably, but it's not the only nafkamina, thankfully. But it's like a very clear way to highlight it. So then he says, "Ula niyas daiti nira divri asma, the kesef haynu b'dmei shivui hamekach." He tries to bring a riot from the sugya of Arizara. Meho dam Rabbi Yochanan dvar Torah mos konos the yolif midatziv and nasan hakesef v'kamlo the yolif hediot me hektosh v'hasam meiser sheni kesef chilul v'chein l'fi matcha kosa b'shitam kovetzus perakazav. This is, by the way, what I mentioned. I think Moshe asked me, this is what I mentioned yesterday, in the name of the Ramban. It's really Ramban and Bab Mitzi also, in Azav. Tamid Rabbi Yochanan Mishim, the Rov Kinyan in the Kesef, Kedusiv Ochel, the Kesef Tishbreini, and Sarah. It's Misvara, Vu Kesef Shivui, in Cain, and of course, here's where you get your pushback. Hu Hadin, Kesef Tekarka, Vu Kesef Shivui, the Chaim Bevin Ivri, the Nikna Bekesef Bekidushin, the kivin the kesef shekona atzmo vade kesef shivui hu giron kesef l'fi hashanim hachanami kesef shenikna nami kesef shivui. He's equating all these kesef and ma'os, and he's bringing a raya from one mid the ma'os nishma l'kesef, and so on, and so forth. And that's how he explains this again later on. And fine. What I would have said was no, and I think what the Taz who disagrees will say is, ein adom and ma'os. And kesef. That's why one is called mos and the other is called kesef. And one really is connected to also hektesh, which is a more formal kinyan. And this is gufa, the chilik between them. And the kicha is from karka, it's not from metalfalin. And again, we'll see this later on. We talk about milva. Is there a difference between milva bakarka, the role of milva bakarka and milva b'metalfalin, both in regular kinyanim and of course milva in kiddushin? Something to think about at the Sugya Dav Amud Beis, which we'll get to. So he explains that El de Lefi Masha Kasavnu B'Kiddushin Kesef Shekona Hainu Kesef Shivuya Kiddushin. He says, yeah, the Taz is right that there's Kicha Kicha, but not that it proves the other way, but that it proves that there's Shivuya. Now again, he does not say, and we'll see, he does not believe that means that you acquire. He does not, bring this to the conclusion that there's a davar hanikne here, and that she's a cheftza, and that in some sense that his being, he's moshel over her, or is bailam over her in that respect. Dafka, the ksos, happens to be, the avigluin ksos, happens to be very wedded to the idea, I can use the term wedded, that of the Rajba, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes, on Bamud Beis, which is that there is no Chetza HaNiknan, that it's really about the relationship between them. And again, in particular, kind of what the Meiri emphasized, it doesn't mention Meiri, but the Meiri emphasized it about the Kiddushin part, which is, you know, she can't marry anybody else, you need a get in order to be matir her, but Dafka, there is no Chetza. Nonetheless, he doesn't think that these two issues are horrible. I was kind to, you know, I was suggesting, and I think that it makes a lot of sense, to think that there's an overlap between these two topics. In other words, the more you think that there's elements of Nikna and her being a Chefzan and being a more conventional Kenyan, the more comfortable you'll be with, you know, Tchila Sapiron and Kicha Kicha Mistei Afra. The Avnei Miluim, the Ksos, is an exception to that linkage. The Ksos happens to think that it is not a kinyan achetz at all, but it's about the relationship. And yet he thinks that the nature of the kinyan kesef is one of whatever the value, whatever, however this kesef works, it's called tchilas, not the dollar sign on the woman, obviously, the dollar sign on the kiddushin, whatever that means. So that's what he says. Elafi masha kasavnu b'kiddushin kesef shekona hainu kesef shivui hakiddushin, not the isha. Shivui hakiddushin, the shivui kiddushin b'stam isha mekanya nafsha b'pruta o k'dem makpedes v'rotzis yosef v'nosem pruta l'tchilas piron hakiddushin. She has a right to put whatever dollar figure, you know, on the commitment of the kiddushin, but not on herself at all. This would just be more of a reason to think that there's a tliya, but it doesn't go that way. Avol geirishin u'balkorchav t'lo shayich shivui, and so on. So this is the Avnei Miluim. So I mentioned also that there's a tshuva. Anybody get a chance to look at it? I didn't give you the number, so only if somebody was like very, had a lot of time and was very enterprising. Nobody? That was usually somebody, no? Anyway, it's in the end of the tshuva. The Avnei Miluim has tshuvas in the end of the sefer. By the way, one is about Achazo Bomos, which is, you know, a Yom Kippur topic. Maybe we'll talk about that, you know, in Hakal Akal. Anyways, the Simen Chaf Aleph, which is practically the last one. No, okay, yeah. I think there are, oh, okay, I should say, there are 25? Oh, no, okay. About 27. Anyways, it's toward the end. Simen Chaf Aleph is a discussion about Isurei Hana. And in that discussion, which we'll discuss also. So this is the question that the Rishonim all deal with. Hamakadesh, the Orla, the Mishnah says in the second parak of Kiddushin, that the Kiddushin is not kap, right? Because it's Suryana, and you have to give her a Shavar Pruta. We'll discuss all these issues. So the question is, Bali Tosis, and then the later on, some of the Chachmei Svarad, the Ra'ah, and the Ritva, also ask this question, ask a very simple question, that is, both in Psachim and in Kiddushin, like, what's the problem? Be Mekadosh Ba'orla. After all, Ephron is Mutter, right? You should be able to, you can extract a Shavapruta usually from Isuri Anah, because, you know, after you destroy it, it's, you know, has a Nasis Mitzvaso, and you're allowed to be Nen, if it's Minan Nisrafin anyway. So, Ephron Mutter. Or, you can be Nene, at least Minat Torah, Shelo Kederech Hana'aso. Or, this is of course the big discussion, especially, or the famous discussion, as he also notes, of the Mishnah L'Malach, in Perikei Hilchos Ishus, one of those long Mishnah L'Malachs. Let's say he's sick or she's sick, so there's a heter, you know, Mishum Chola. Does that change the equation? Basically, the Kitzur, the Rishonim are already discussing, wondering, why should we say Bekadosh Bisuri Anah is Eina Mekudeshes? You can get a Shavar Pruta out of it. So that's the discussion. He weighs in on this topic in Simen, you know, Chaf Aleph. But he says, I have the answer to this question. And that is, because I hold that Kiddushei Kesef, you know, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, and since I'm a Sma, supporter, in this topic, right? So I think that that means tchilas piron, which for him doesn't just mean pragmatically, oh, you put a number on it. What it means is that there's really a correspondence. Instead of seeing it as a formal, you know, kinyan, right? It's a din. Whatever, for whatever reason, the kinyan at least is defined by the shivui and the chiluf, you know, from one to the other. We'll talk about this when we get to kinyan chalipin, whether you might not say the opposite about the relationship between chalipin and kasa. But so he says like this: Kodem mekadesh bi suriana ina mekudeshes. Remember, because he's totally against that idea, but hakidushin. The kilaya kerem, the kivan, the isure hana hein lo tafsu chalipin klal shein lem damim. What he's basically saying is, and we'll get to this, we'll discuss this much more fully in its own right, is you can extract, you know, a shavapruta of worth, right? But the cheftza shel isure hana is worthless. So if you're really, you know, quid pro quoing, you know, meaning you're really exchanging, right, this shivui for that, for the amount that this kinyan is worth, or for the dollar figure that is connected to this kinyan, right? So just the fact that begavra, my language, but this is kind of what he means. You can extract a shavaprut is irrelevant. What's important is that the chefza shomamon be a shivui of kesa. Again, I don't know if other achronim would agree with that, even within the sma. But that's how the avnei milum is kind of formalizing the sma, in order to, you know, on the one hand keep it as tchilas piron and shivui, but at the same time kind of justify the applicant. Just give me one more second, just 1 second. The afagav the isha yichala lihanos shelo kaderech hanaoso o be'efron, referring to Tosa's question, kiven she hu eino rashoi lekadosh ban isha im kenen isha chilupin v'dimeim v'anan binen shetia ha'isha chalipei akesef v'shavyon. He means the isha, the kiddushin. Here's where he gets very fascinating. So there are these Lashonos of the Rajba. Let me just get it on the record, if somebody can find the language. The Rajba on Vav Amud Beis. We'll discuss it more when we get there, but it's important already for now, and for the Bal Korcha issue too. The Gemara in Kiddushin Dav Bav Amud Beis talks about Mekadesh B'milva, and then it talks about being Mekadesh B'harvachas Zman HaMilva. So the Gemara says, well, that looks like Ribis Ketzutza. Right? In the language of the Gemara? Right, the Gemara here is, we'll be discussing it, you know, in great detail. Amar Abayim, Mekadesh Milvein Mekudeshes, Banos Milvein Mekudeshes, Vomit Beis, Va'osu Lasvein Mepnei HaRamas Ribis. Then the Gemara says, Hainos Milva Hechadami, Ile Midas Kafei, right, HaRibis Mal Yasahu, Va'od Hainu Milva. Anyways, the Gemara says, L'tzricha Da'arbech Le'zim. Rashi, Kamen Gan HaRibis Mal Yasahu. So Rashi says a funny thing, by my korale haramas ribis. Okay, so the Rishonim were bothered by this lashon of Rashi, and a little bit it sounds a little bit that way in the Gemara. Why isn't it real ribis? And why, if it really is ribis, why isn't it gezel? And that goes to the question of whether ribis is gezel, but that's, we'll discuss that when we get to it. But they're very troubled. So the Rajba and Vamadeis, his answer, the Rajba and the Ritva weigh in on this issue. They say, well, why isn't the fact that you end up with Kiddushe Isha, like, why isn't that Ribbis? Right? You have a Revach, right, which is Agar Natar, which is, you know, essentially in exchange for extending the loan. That sounds like classical Ribbis. Ah. So the language of the Rajba, who has it? Anybody have it open? Isaac, go ahead. The Rajba first. Yeah. So the Rajba says, Gufe lo kone. I mean, she doesn't become his. She's the makne, he's the kone. They have a legal relationship. Right? But so that's a very strong and a very important statement. The Avne Miluim, Kedarko, Ixos, like, you know, as we've said in the past, there are certain things that he really made famous, you know, and there's certain things that were famous before him, but he just made them even more famous. Okay. Like, you know, whether it's the Rashi on, well, that's just remarkable, because that was never even famous. But, you know, the Rashi about Hodas Baldin Kaneidim Dami in Kiddushin on Samach Heim and Beis, or the, you know, what he made more famous, you know, the Ran in Amagaresh, and many, many things. Anyway, this in Kiddushin and the Avnei Miluim, there are two things that are relevant to us today, literally today, and in our Limud, that the Avnei Miluim gets credit. And again, this is just these are great examples of Maisim Shebechol Yom, talking about the halachic process and how it evolves and so on and so forth. But the Rajba in Mekadesh B'Milva and the Ran in the Darim and the Flamed, which I also wanted you to look at, these are two things that the Avnei Miluim just, you know, he pushed them, projected them even, you know, much further. So not just people who, you know, may not have seen them inside, who read them through the Ksosa and the Avnei Miluim, because he quotes them again and again. And obviously he thinks that these are, like, you know, very important Yesodos, even if you had seen them inside, right? But he just keeps applying them to new and different things and so on. So the this Rajba is like a very big foundation for the Avnei Miluim and the Ksos. And you'll see it again and again in Avnei Miluim. So is the one in the Dar. So this is the one that basically says there is no Chefta, there's no Nikna, there's a Makna. So it's fascinating. By the way, what's the Ritva? Ritva is a humorous line, but hard to know how to... Alex, you have it?
Oh. The Ritva says something about it.
The what? Yeah, then he says that too, but that isn't humorous. That's important, and we'll get to that. And by the way, that's important. I forget who asked me in the beginning of the year, and I told him that the Ravon asked this question, and we still have to get back to it. Right, can we talk about, you know, Pruta and Shabbat Pruta? Who asked me the question? But you asked me the question, right?
The Hana that she gets from the Bia should be...
Why isn't Kiddushe Bia Hana? Yeah. Why isn't that Kesa? Yeah. So the Ravon asked that question, and Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar asked that question. So based on the Ritva, that's very important. And we'll, again, as a topic that we haven't done, these are all related topics, meaning what is, when do we say Shava Kesef Ke Kesef? When do you need Exeris HaKasev, like Yashiv, L'Rabo, Shava? That's Tosis, right? Right here in the beginning. So we have to talk about that too. But so that Ritva is important for that. But that isn't what I meant. The, yeah?
According to the Milum, if you give a woman a piece of Orla and said, you're going to carry it with me with the potential for ashes in this, would that work?
Say that again?
If you want to walk to the woman and give her a piece of Orla and said, you're going to carry
it
with me.
In my opinion, it would not work. I mean, even if you spelled it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's not the point. The point is that right now it's a chavtza shal yisur ayno, so there's no chilov and there's no shivui. That's what I was saying. That's why I said it the way I was saying it before, which is, Begavra, you can extract that amount, but not from the Cheftza. And for him, it depends on the Cheftza has to be Shava Pruta, and it's not. It's just ironic that the Avnei Miluim thinks that that works well with the Sma. I would have thought that that would work much better with the Taz, frankly. But we'll get to that part. But no, the answer is no, it would not work. Yeah. Yeah, anybody find the language of the Ritva? It's the humorous language of the Ritva. Isaac? The Ritva also asks this question. The Ritva says, what do you mean, the Kiddushin, the fact that she's his wife, is ribbis? No, punchline? Go ahead.
It says, v'mipnei sh'makna l'atzma, hariu kona adon l'atzma.
Hariu kona adon l'atzma. Okay, that's humorous. Right? Oh, you mean everything is serious? Wait, because that comes, of course, from a language that the Gemara uses about
Eved Ivri.
About Eved Ivri, that kona kola kona Eved right? Kone adam le'atzma. That's when the Gemara is trying to explain why, which din? Kitov lo imach. Right? These are the sugyas that we're probably, unless we decide to do some things in Eved, but kitov lo imach, that's a kiddushin topics, right? That, you know, if you have only one kar and one keses and so on, you have to give it to the Eved. Right, so kona adon, kola kona eved, kona adon liatzma. So the question is, how do we take the ritva? Is the ritva saying, yeah, you know, there's a real, she's a cheftza, but, you know, since you have to be kabda, yoser, migufo, and so on and so forth, so it's like, you know, it's like the paradigm of kind of kola kona eved, kona adon, you know, liatzma. But he actually means that there really is a kind of sovereignty and so on. Or, more likely, he's just, you know, being humorous, and he just means that, you know, it isn't that kind of a Kenyan. Right? So, yeah. So either way, this is a, by the way, I should, since we're already here, so let me just mention one other thing. And that is, so that's how he quotes the Rajba. He quotes the Rajba to fit in with the Sma. I would not have thought, I would have thought, as I said when I presented it, that if you hold like the Sma, you're more likely to hold like that, you know, the be comfortable even with a more limited version, you know, like the Lashonos of Tosa Rush, you know, and so on. I mean, Adon, Eved, you know, in a more literal, for some things at least. But the Amnumi doesn't mean it that way. By the way, he has another line, which is just interesting. Vod Nir Lefari, Shadakasu Tosas Tahava Mechira Chashuba, Tamari Surya Nosto, Mishum, and therefore it doesn't work be Surya Na, even if you can extract the Gavra Shabaputa, because it's not a Chefta Shali Suryan, Shal Shabaputa, Mishum the Kiddusha Isha Mitzvah. The Kaimalan Mitzvos Lav Lihonos Nitna, Nitnu rather, Vahavasoka Daita, Kafagavdain Chefetz Nikna be Surya Na, Mishum Shatora Osra Hana Asan, So that's also just interesting because we spent some time, obviously, on whether Kiddushin is a mitzvah. The Avnei Miluim in this tshuva is kind of weighing whether the din of mitzvahs lav lihanos nitnu would apply to Kiddushin b'Suriana. Is it that kind of a mitzvah or not? Okay. Anyways, this is, then he goes on to later on speak about Tkia Shofar and Kitzislav Lahonis Nitnu in a very fascinating piece that's also connected to the Kafter Vaferach in Sugin Rosh Hashanah. So that's just like timely, but not for now. Anyways, you get the basic idea. But as I say, the Pashtus I would have connected, you know, the Sma and the Taz, not so much to not so much to the you know, to the Rajba, but, you know, maybe in the opposite direction. But you get the basic idea, and these perspectives on whether it's the Lashonos or certain actual dinim really emerge in a way that makes clear that there's substantive debate about, you know, how you look at this kinyan, how you look at it vis-a-vis other kinyanim, whether it's limited to kesef, impact it has on certain dinim. So having said that, let's go back to the problem of bal korcha. So the Gemara has this hava mina bal korcha. Let's talk about that now. And again, that surely, we already noted the irony yesterday, which is like, you know, seemingly we just finished saying it's a kinyan, so how does that transition into, okay, you know, you can do this bal korcha, right? Because typically we think that kinyanim, you know, are problematic when they're bal korcha. So let's just take a step back for a moment and just think about that question, and then we'll go into the actual shitos as quickly as we can. What would be the problem of kiddushin bal korcha? So on a purely pragmatic level, you know, there are two things to think about. One is brought up certainly by the Meiri, although we're not sure if he meant it completely or he meant it as the only thing. What does the Meiri bring up? Yeah, just a little louder. Im kein lo hinach bas l'Avraham Avinu. So what does that mean? I don't know. Any idea? Yeah, Alex?
Any guy who wanted to get married, so he could just find anyone who he wanted and force her to get married then.
Right, that's what he means. 100%. And what kind of, if you had to characterize that problem, how would you characterize it? Meaning, if you had to describe, what kind of issue is that? Is that like a legal problem? Is it a social policy problem? Is it a, you know, is it a, what?
Like a social, a practical.
If you take the Meiri in the narrowest sense, what he's saying is, like, you know, this lo yitachein, right? This cannot be, because if it were true, it's a nightmare. That's the narrower way. I just don't know how to read the Meiri, frankly. I'm just telling you, minakala la kaved. The narrowest way to read the Meiri, and certainly that's partly what he's also saying, is if this were true, lo hinach debas lavar mavinu. Then you basically have announced it's a social policy disaster, right? Because the most eligible, whatever that means, you know, and you know we don't need to go into detail. Whatever it means, you know, in whatever realm we're talking about of eligibility. Right, so these people are going to, you're basically, you know, pronouncing like open season, you know, on these vulnerable Bnos Yisrael, right? And it just can't be, right? So it's a kind of a drachei hadarchei noam, you know, or lo yitachein, you know, idea. That's number one. I think it also may overlap with a more legal idea. The one that I've already mentioned, and that is the lack of a mitzari. Meaning another way to, maybe it's not that, you know, it's inconceivable drachei darchei noam, or it's inconceivable, you know, this would be a nightmare, and therefore it's not plausible. It's more that, you know, it just can't be, because it's totally inconceivable logically. Right? Meaning, as I said before, you need to have, in order to impose your will on someone, typically, legally, I should add, right? To impose your will on someone illegally, you know, is not an art. That's just very pragmatic. You know, you twist their arm, you impose your will, you mesmerize them, you force them, you know, whatever it is. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about people of Bechira Chavshis, and we're talking about a legal chalos kinyan. So the only way to impose one's will, right, in a legal way, is if a framework already exists that binds these people together in a relationship, right? As I said before, you know, partnerships or relationships are not always equal. They're rarely totally equal. It's good if there's, a balance, you know, in the relationship, you know, different but equal, and in the real world, sometimes even legal relationships are not even intended to be equal. There's senior partners and junior partners, and and so on and so forth. Different divisions of responsibility, different divisions of obligation, different divisions of capability, of legal status. So when you have, you know, somehow an objective framework or a relationship. So there can be, under certain circumstances, the imposition of one will over another. Or somebody speaks, you know, we had it last year in a way. It's kind of like a Rubo, you know, Kikulo thing, right? If you have a majority, so, you know, whether it's Acharab Lahatos, but even better if it's Rubo Kikulo. So the idea really is that, you know, the totality, you know, is defined by the, you know, the interests of the totality are defined by the majority, which then speaks as a consensus for the totality, right? So aren't the majority members imposing their will on the minority, or at least their opinion? The answer is absolutely yes. But we all find that acceptable, because when you sign up, you know, to be part of a unit, right, then implicit in that institution is that there will be a mechanism to make decisions, you know, and to execute those decisions. So nobody considers that to be unfair, and certainly legally problematic. As I say, you can have, you know, a partnership, right? And you can have a, you know, an unequal distribution in terms of level of ownership, level of, you know, contribution, and so on and so forth, or just the conditions of the partnership are such, right, where one person's will, you know, dominates. And that's totally understandable. But if you have individuals who are not connected in any particular way, then it's very difficult to explain legally how any one of them would legally impose their will on the other. Yeah?
Just to go back to the theory, so, does there anything that the Hirachagrachinoam, that notion is distinct from like, Ishas and Ishas, that, that meaning there's some issue outside of Ishas, or that that would somehow be a pagam or an issue?
He doesn't connect it to Ishus in particular, I don't think. I think it stands on its own. What I would say is about the Lohinakta part. I think it stands on its own, even without anything about Kedushas Ishus. I do think that, in light of you know what Ishus is supposed to be, you know V'hoyel Basarechad, V'davak B'Ishto, V'chab V'Yoser B'Guf, all these are halachos. V'hafta L'Recha Kamocha, just like the V'hafta L'Recha Kamocha. Right, takes on the different various two or three explanations that we gave, you know, in terms of the Rambam and so on, and then the, you know the Nodav Yehuda and his son-in-law and all of that, and the Tshuva Saran, and you know, just as there's an added dimension of Yehafta L'Recha Kamocha, I would think that you know there would be an added dimension that would militate against you know this kind of a behavior, but he doesn't say it, but I think that makes total sense. What I think is intriguing about the Meiri is, again, also in terms of the reading of it, when he says Shelo Hinachta, Avon Mashi Yetzal Mimal Inyan Psak Sheishen Emes Kadesh Shabal Karcha V'Api Sheishen Lashon Mikra Mochiach Kain. That's a motivator. Like, where's the Makar? Shari Kiyikach Afal Karcha Mashma. That's something to look at anyway. V'chein uba'ala, v'kol shkein shashtar b'kiddushin yotze lanu meheka shoged, v'kvayadata she'isha mitzgareshes bal karcha, we've discussed that, we'll get that in a second, v'kamoko menza tzarek krosh, she'im kein lo inak tabas l'avram avinu, v'arei af kishar dvarim ein shu mekach mitzkayim ba'ones. Is that second line, is it, you know, a continuation of the first line? In which case, again, he's saying, you know, this is certainly, you know, true in all cases, right? And it's a universal idea. And, you know, again, the af kind of acknowledges that here it's even worse. Or is this second statement more of a legal statement? The first one is like a social statement, or drakei darkei noam. And then v'harei, in addition, af b'shar dvarim ein shumekach miskayim ba'ones. Right? And that's why you need exeris hakasuv to teach you, which is interesting that he emphasizes, that Yibum and Get are Bal Karcha. I'm not sure. Yishab Yalma, Enim Iskadesh is Bal Karcha. Okay. So, and whether he also means the Mitzarif idea, I'm not sure either. Of course, the Lohinach the Bas Lavram Avinu, pragmatically, and the Mitzarif issue are both ways of solving the exceptions. Right, just one more second. Yibum, particularly, and get. Because in the case of Yibum and get, you do have a mitzarif. Right, and there the idea that there can be there is already a framework, and therefore it's not, you know, open season. It's not loinachta baslav ramavinu, right, at all. So both of these fall by the wayside. It doesn't really matter so much that Yibum zika is less than Kiddushin. In the end of the day, the point is that we're talking about a pre-existing relationship. And surely that's important. But of course, there's a third element. I'm sorry, first I'll take a question.
Two questions. Number one is, what if he forced some sort of response, like a road sign?
What if he forced
some sort of response, like a road sign? Would that be enough?
So we'll get to that in a second. That depends. Are we talking about Taluya Vizavin or something? Or the Rima Lonil, we'll just hold off on that for a second.
You're saying,
if he posed upon her in the end, if you assume that that response is somehow legally meaningful, then it isn't a full Bal Karcha, right?
And I'd say it's more just a forced road sign.
What? Well, we do say assuming that we're talking about the sugya in Bava Basra, we do say agav on se gav ramak, and we have the precedent. That's what I'm saying. Hold off for one more minute because that's what we're going to discuss. But there you have the framework of, in the end of the day, what we're saying it is that, you know, this is not a nice and a good thing to do, but at the end of the day, what made it legal was the fact that we don't consider it to be bal karka.
Also, the Shita Mikabatsa who says that our Gemara's Havamina was, there was already a Kedusha, and the question is, can be forced to consume it?
Well, that isn't our Gemara's. You're talking about Shita Mikabatsa and Ksuvas? We didn't get to it yet, but that's to explain Tosas and Ksuvas, not to explain... The question in Ksuvas is, when they just to put it on the table, because obviously this is one of the things we're interested in, so the Tosas in Ksuvas, right, just to get everybody up to speed, although I'm sure you all know what Shmuel's referring to, Tosas and Ksuvas ask the question, you know, about the language of the Mishnah there, right, Isha Nises, Psula Nises, sorry. So one of the deos there is that the language of Nises, as opposed to Nosin Basulos, right, is also to preclude that you might, because you might have said that she's, you know, a Nises Balkarcha, Kamashmalan. So then the question there is, so I might as well just bring it in already, the question there is, but we have the Gemara in Kedushin. So once you know the Gemara in Kedushin's rejection of Balkarcha, Isha Midaita In, Shalom Midaita Lo, does that work equally for Nisuin? Or is it possible that even though we're Masik, that Kiddushin Midaita Lo, still we might think that Nisuin, yes? In which case, we need to explain how that could possibly be. So, again, if this Machlokes, Tin Shitim Gubetzes, the Marsha, just how to read Tosas and Ksuvas. I think if you look at Tosas Shants and the printed Tosas, might be differences. If you take the view that what Tosas meant in Ksuvas is, you know, if you didn't, you know, have a Masachet Kiddushin with you, you know, then the same mistake that you would make in the beginning of Kiddushin, you would make in the beginning of Ksuvas. But if you did have a Gemara and Kiddushin in front of you, and you already knew the Gemara's Maskan of Midaita In Shalom, Midaita Lo, right, then Huadin Benisun, you wouldn't make the mistake, you wouldn't think that there would be any difference between them. That's one way to walk away from Tosaf. Just one second. However, if you take the view which I prefer, which is that what Tosaf is saying is, we know the Maskana in Kiddushin, right? We still think, knowing the Maskana in Kiddushin, that Nisuin might be different than Kiddushin, right? That already is a significant Havamina. And then the question is, what is it based on? And then, are there any echoes of that Havamina in the Maskana? And that's what we're going to discuss. Yeah?
What are the two reasons that Rishas Sefar didn't consume?
Say again?
Going after Bas Lavram Vinu and Lakhmi Tari both don't apply to consume.
Exactly. So if you wanted a quick explanation, that's everything we need to explain right now, we need to apply to the exceptions. So the obvious exceptions are Yibum, right, and Gittin. According to one reading of that Shakavataria in Tosas and Ksuvas, there's another exception, right, at least I'd have a mina, and that is Nisuin. So both from a Hinakta, Lo Hinakta, Basla, Ramavinu, and from the perspective of Mitzaref, Nisuin belongs with Gittin, or could belong with Gittin. That's what you're saying, correct?
Yeah.
Because she's already in a relationship. Averson.
Wasn't that only a happening?
I mean, you're bothered why it isn't Lamaskana. Okay. You never really have to work very hard. I'll get to that in just a second. To explain the Maskana, which says that you need Ratzon and not Balkarcha. Meaning the defensive position, methodologically, is how could you have a kinyan that's balkarcha, both for policy reasons, for lack of mitzarev, and as I'll get to in a second, just for the nature of what a kinyan and a chalos kinyan is. So we're never going to be too bothered by the maskana that you need das and ratza. When I said you want to look for echoes, what I mean is, even if lemaisa you need das v'ratzon, are there still indications, other issues, right, that feed off of this havamina that there's a fundamental difference between Kiddushin and Nisun. I'm not finished analyzing what that might be in just a second, but yeah.
I just was going to say, maybe it just shows the weak tier of Kiddushin.
Yeah, or the
weakness of the tier of Kiddushin. Like, Kiddushin is not such a tier.
Well, I mean, it is. I mean, it's just an ish.
Maybe it's more of a
I doubt it. I doubt that the problem at that point is. I put it this way: more likely than the problem being mitzarev, kinshinchi is an eshes ish, and there are certain, you know, dinim. Again, minat Torah, according to, you know, pashtus of the Gemara, she can already eat truma, right? So the idea that the problem here is, you know, lack of mitzarev, I think it's not impossible, but it's less likely. The greater likelihood is that there are other problems with Bal Korchach, which are not just Lohi Nachta Basel Avram Avinu, which is a policy problem either across the board or especially in Ishus, not just the lack of Mitzarev, which is a killer in my opinion, and which I think is resolved by Kiddushin and Gittin and Ibum, but the problem of Kinyan itself, meaning is the notion of Kinyan a tarta de sasri with the notion of Bal Korchach? Now, logically, does that make sense? Sure. You might say that the nature of a Kinyan is that it's freely entered into. And that's kind of what the Xos in Simon, what was it, Reish Aleph? That we mentioned the other day? Is it Reish Aleph? Reish?
Reish
Beis?
No, Reish. I mean, Reish like colon Beis.
Simon Reish Sif Katan Beis. Yeah. So the Xos and Simon Reish Sif Katan Beis, as we mentioned the other day, right, starts off, he's bothered by the problem of Gitov Yodobo in Kiach. Right? And his view, that's a fascinating question, right? Because it is a, what we call, you know, in modern parlance, you know, based on, you know, literary impact, I guess, a catch 22. Or a kind of a paradox, right? Before people started saying catch 22, they probably would have said it was a paradox. But meaning, like, how does this work, right? Gita v'yada ba'inkiya. So let me just say it this way. There are some Rishonim who, they don't lose too much sleep over Gita v'yada ba'inkiya, and they don't think it's an exclusive idea. Again, the Gemara has it with regard to get, with regard to shichror eved, but like the Ritva, for example, in Second Parak of Kiddushin, and the Mishnah Melech quotes this as well, thinks, you know, it's something that applies to Kiddushin too. If you want to Mekadesh, you know, an Isha with a Chepsa Shel Gezel, right, and somehow you want the thing to be Chal by means of Yush and Shinui Rishus, right? So, in a way, it's a little problem because the Shinui Rishus, you know, presupposes, you know, the... Or put it this way, the Kinyan presupposes the Shinui Rishus, which is only accomplished by the Kinyan, right? So the Ritva in Kiddushin, what is it, Daf Nun, Nun Aleph, I think it's Nun, says, you know, Kiddushin, you know, and Gezel, Boin Kiyacha. Okay? And the Mishnah Malach quotes it. The Xos was very sensitive to this question. The Xos thought that this is a huge paradox, and it really shouldn't work. Right, because you know it's a time problem, right? The only way that the Kinyan is chal is if the Kinyan is chal, right? And I won't keep going on with that. But so how does it work? So to break the paradox of the catch 22, the Xos came up with this idea that, you know, the Torah never says the word Kinyan and Gerushin; it only says Vinasa Biyada. Right? It is true; he doesn't deny because. It's implicit in Gemaras, in, especially in Perek HaZorek, but in other Gemaras in Gittin too, that Gittin is sometimes accomplished by Kinyan, especially Kinyan Chatzer, right? So you say it could be that when you do a Kinyan, you can accomplish Vinasa Biyada by means of Kinyan, but that is still it's still a din of Vinasa Biyada, and you can accomplish Vinasa Biyada without a Kinyan if you have a clear Vinasa Biyada. That's kind of the Xos's idea, and the Xos's are three things that highlight this perspective. One is Gita V'yodei Ba'in Kiyachad. Since it's a physical Nesina thing, it, you know, it beats the problem of the paradox, as opposed to had it been a Kalos Kinyan thing, that it would just, you know, keep, you know, going chozer chalila. It would be like, you know, in a state of, you know, infinite, you know, paradox. But that's a fascinating idea, the chozer. I mean, just, you know, very impressive. So that's why it only applies where there's a din in the sina. Number two, isurei ana, right? Now again, Josh mentioned, somebody mentioned, you know, because we were talking about the Rivash. He said that's where he quotes the Rivash, right? There's a huge machlokas harishonim. Again, when we talk about kiddushin b'isurei ana, we'll talk more about it. There's a huge machlokas harishonim in general, right? It's very relevant to Dalin Minim issues, by the way. Whether or not there's Bailus b'isurei ana, and there's Kinyanim, there's Chia b'isurei ana. So, you know, that's where the Xos starts quoting, you know, Rivashes, and you could have quoted also the Rambam and Ramban, right, regarding Chametz, right, the Rambam Shita about Malkus, you know, for Bayira, when you're Kona Chametz and Pesach. The Ramban kind of partially takes that on, but it's Isurei ana, right? So there's a whole literature on this topic, on whether or not there is bailus and kinyanim b'isurei ana or not. If you assume that there's no kinyanim, no schia b'isurei ana, so how can the Gemara says in Gittin, the Nafchav, that you can be megaresh b'isurei ana? Right. So the Ksos says, you know why? Because it's a din of anasa b'yada, and you don't need kinyanim. Right? Reb Chaim thought that was not correct, again, based on some of the other Rishonim. There is a skia b'isurei ana. Whether there's bailus, okay. Again, that's, you know, a little bit the debate between the Ritva and the Ravid. The Ravid in Hilchos Lulav, right? And again, talking about some of those Gemaras in Sukkah and Daf Lamed, Lamed Dalet, Lamed Hey, you know, Orla, things like that. And the Ritva in a couple of places, Lamed and Lamed Aleph and Lamed Hey, and Sukkah discuss whether or not Yisroei Hanah is Mikri Lachem. You might as well say there's a special bit of Lachem in Dalet Binim, but whatever. But Schia b'Yisroei Hanah, in particular, so that's a big Machlokas Rishon. And the third one is the issue of Bal Korcha, right? The Ksos says, you can't have a Kinyan Bal Korcha. It's against the DNA of Kinyanim. It's just anti-definition. So how could you ever have get Bal Korcha? The answer is because it's a Din of Anasa. And again, those who disagree think it's wrong. They think it's not true. You could have a Kinyan Bal Korcha. But the sensibility of the Ksos, which is that, you know, it's part of the Hagdara of a Kinyan that it be Beratzon, is an important factor. Now, if you wanted to qualify the Ksos a little bit, right, what you might say is that there are different types of Kinyanim, right? But certain Kinyanim, anyway, need to be Beratzon by definition. Certainly, if we're talking about, and here let me introduce this idea, if you're talking about creating like a new reality, the more ambitious you are in what you're trying to create, probably the more the role of Das and Ratzo. Well, let me take a step back. Part of the Ksos's idea is on Chalos Kinyanim, and, you know, the legal definition. Probably also part of it comes from the idea that what is a kinyan if not an expression of Das? You know, you concretize it through a Maisa, but the Maisa is kind of a reflection of your Smichos Das. Now that's a big debate in general about the you know, the relationship between the Das component or the Ratzon component and the Maisa kinyan component. Probably it's fair to say that you should be Mechalik, you know, in several ways. Number one, there are certain modes of kinyanim that are more Das and Ratzon oriented, and others that are that are more objective in the action. It doesn't mean you can do them bal korcha necessarily, but let's say the heavy lifting is done by the Maisa Kinyan, right? We'll talk about, again, Kalipin as something which is particularly sensitive to Das, or maybe just an expression of Das. There are some Kinyanim that seem to be pure Das, or Amira and Das, intention, Amira Sala Gaboa, Kim Sira Sala Hedya, Kinyan Situmta, maybe Kinyan Chalipin. There are other Kinyanim that seem to be much more objective, Maisa oriented. So sometimes it's in the mode of the Kinyan, And sometimes it's in the impact of the kinyan. But I think it's fair to say that the more ambitious you are in what the kinyan is trying to accomplish, we'll call it, if you're trying to create a new chalos, a new reality, right? So the idea that you know, is probably going to require more than just a maisa, right? And on the contrary, maybe even a higher level of commitment and das to create this halachic reality is very reasonable, as we'll soon see the expression of that. So, even if the Xos's view that, you know, Balkarcha proves that something is not a kinyan, even if you were to argue with that, right, you might, you know, still agree that certain types of kinyanim or certain modes of kinyanim or one or both certainly require ratzon and das. But then you might even go stay further and say that it's not enough to have ratzon, assent that accompanies the maisa kinyan, or assent, like, to go along with what's happening, but you have to, like, plunge, you know, into the, to use the Rambam's expression, you know, in Hilchos Mikvos, in a totally different context, into the me'adas, you know, like a tshuva context. You have to, like, plunge in fully and be on board that you want to, like, create this legal reality, this, you know, this abstract, you know, religious framework. So my point is, I'm only using Shmuel's comment as an excuse. This is really what I wanted to present anyway. In addition to a nachta bas lo nachta bas l'avraham avinu, you know, and the general and, you know, isha specific, including the hafta l'viacha and kavod aspect of that, in addition to the lack of mitzarev, all of which are certainly neutralized by the reality of yibum, of gittin, and even of a kiddushin regarding the nesuin, there is another aspect, and that is, what about the kinyan? And especially here, what about a kinyan which is trying to create something that transcends, you know, the physical action or what the physical action entails? Yeah.
You keep using the word das and ratzon. Do you mean it was the same, or are there two
actions? I'm playing with that a little bit. So Reb Chaim liked to say, you know, like to use it, but it, the reason I'm playing with it is a little bit is because it's a little bit arbitrary, in my opinion. But I mean, just for the sake, not the concept, but the language, I'm using ratzon as more of assent, like agreeing. It's not balkorcha, and you're going along with, or there's a certain minimal positive, you know, agreement, or maybe just not negative either. And I'm using das, you know, to signify, you know, a higher level of commitment and understanding of the consequences and acceptance of the consequences, and where the das is part of what creates. I'm using it in that way. If you wanted to argue about, you know, the Hebrew part of it and say, oh, I think das means this and I think ratzon is better for that, I wouldn't argue with you too strenuously. I don't really care. But no. I mean, your question implies. But right. I'm using ratzon to signify kind of, you know, not balkarkach and maybe an agreement that, you know, sanctions the action, and I'm using das to imply a higher commitment level and also, you know, something that does more of the creating in the process. I'm using it that way. Reb Chaim uses it that way, so I'm using it that way. I think it's a good, you know, it's a reasonable usage, but that part is more convenient than it is principled. Yeah.
So if this is true, then wouldn't we have to understand Zika and Yibum a little differently?
So then, So now let's take it to the next point, which is, so if we're looking at it, again, Hinachta, you know, Basel, Ramavinu, great. Tziruf, very critical in my opinion, but also fine. If the problem is Kinyanim in general, right, Balkarcha, and or, right, you know, a kinyan that's creating something that is more transcendent in particular, right? So then, even Gittin and Yibum, never mind Nisuin, right, become a little bit more challenging. That's what you're asking, right? Let me throw another one in the mix here. I didn't have you look this up because, again, I wanted this more quickly. But I think, again, what we learned when we talked more about the Nisuin parts a couple of years ago, I think we mentioned it. There's a view of the Levush. Anybody from the old... do you remember this? Levush. What? Yeah. So the Levush has this idea of a get me'ahava. Right? What's a get me'ahava? Let's say, you know, you're worried that your wife is going to be zekuka le'yibum for whatever reason. You're going on a long trip, you're ill, whatever it is. She's going to be zekuka le'yibum, so you're megarish, but not because not because in lo timsachein be'navu matza ba'er vazdavar, but because you want to protect her. So the Levush was of the opinion that such a gerushin, this is fascinating, of course, in its own right, has the effect of being oser isha al bala, right? But it's not automatically, or it can be, put it this way, it at minimum might tolerate what we call chutz cases, meaning, re'at muteris l'chol adam, chutz miploni. Right, you can't do that in a get, typically. It's going to come up in our Gemara Kedushin also. It means Zabra Korispin. More importantly, part of Harayat Muteras L'chaladam, part of the matir of get, is that she's Muteras L'chaladam. Right. But at minimum, it may allow for such a thing. That's Chiddush. Or maybe even further than that, maybe a Stam Get Me'ava, right, is not matir her L'chol Olam either. It just, removes her from the husband, assuming that that's still enough to neutralize any kind of Zika, right, which would allow for Yibum. So she's not going to be Skukali Yibum, even though maybe she's not Muteris L'chalad. Ah. So, what the discussion in Sefer Mitzvot Rav Sajagon, Asay, I think I have it here, actually, Ein Gimel, I'm sorry, Ein Vav, according to the Levush who has that view, or Ein Gimel actually, sorry, yeah, Ein Gimel, page 287 in volume 1 of Sefer Mitzvot Sajagon, is the discussion, according to Levush, that Gerushin Me'ava, Afilu Bistam, Einu Megureshes, Ela Mimenu, Einu Muteres L'chol Adam. So what about the possibility of such a Gerushin, right? If there is such a gerushin, can the kiddushin afterwards be bal karcha or not? Let's say he comes back from the trip, right? Or he recovers from the illness. She's not muteris l'chal adam. She's asura lo. So can he be mekadish or bal karcha? Is that an exception to our Gemara's seeming conclusion? That's the discussion. Then he goes on and he discusses, he thinks maybe it depends on the makar of why it is that you have to have, das in Kiddushin, which we'll get to in just a second, right? Well, why might you need, what is the makar that you need das in Kiddushin? Well, the Miri says that there is no makar, it's a svara, lo nafta bas la ramavinu, right? What does Rashi say? Mordechai? What? Rashi in the second paragraph. Kiddushin. I told you to look at it. And Rashi Nivamos? What? Halcha v'hoisal v'yishacher. Right? That's Rashi Nivamos. Good Testament base. It's quoted here in Rashi on base. Some of the base has it like at the side. They have it there, right? Then they tell you to look at Rashi in the beginning of the second parak. What does Rashi say in the beginning of the second parak? Das Makna requires Das. So, of course, this is fascinating in its own right, meaning there's a special Gzeres HaKasuv, according to Rashi and Nivamos, that you need Das for Kiddushin. Very important for our Gemara, right? But the Gemara Rashi in the second Eric thinks you need Das and Kiddushin because it's a Kenyan, and any Kenyan, you need Das Makne, right? So Rabbi Ruchan Fischel Perlo in his discussion says, if you need, if it's based on, the Holcha V'Hoysa Lishacher, but in this case, she's not Muteras. So you should be able to do Bal Korcha, but if it's a din in in the Rashi in the second parak, it's just a din in Das Makna, so then he needs it because he wants to be Makadisher. Right? Interesting. Okay. But obviously, from a Lohi Nachta Bas Lavram Avinu or a Mitzareth, you know, point of view, right, it's easier to say, you know what, this is a case of Kiddushin Bal Karcha. But if we're really talking about the quality of the kinyan and what's being created, right? So then, okay, is the issue in chalos ishus? Is the hard part the, you know, the isur lekol olam or the heter lo? That's an interesting question. But that's just a different way of framing the question now. Certainly, if we think that there's a mitzareif, but you really need a full kiddushin to create the kinyan, then you just didn't have the full matir, let's say, of the get, so that's a mitzareif, fine. Then it should make a difference. Right? That's an interesting hekatimtzi. Similarly, right, going back to your point, right, so what is going on in a get, right, in the framework, what is being accomplished in a get? If a get is just, again, Messina, then fine. If a get is a kinyan, so is it the unraveling of a kiddushin? Or is it a chalos in its own right? Right? Creating the matir, creating a status of pnuya again. Right? Being mafkia eshes ish. Is it harder to create eshes ish? Or to extricate from eshes ish once you're defined that way? There's mixed evidence in general. That's part of the Vyatza V'Hoysa conundrum, right? We say Vyatza V'Hoysa, it works for a lot of things in the Gemara. It doesn't work for certain things, including Bal Karcha, as we know. Some of the Rishonim here, right, the Rach Rav Shmuel, the Meiri, the Talmidei HaRashba, the Tosas Tach, right, either on Daf Hei or here, are saying, oh, the whole discussion of the Gemara here is based on the paradigm of Vyatza V'Hoysa and Get. That's interesting. Should it all be limited, therefore, to Kiddushei Shtar? Kiddushei Shtar should be Bal Karcha, but not Kiddushei Ket. In theory, if you're going to say that, that would have been a possibility, right? But again, if this is about Lohi Nachta or the Mitzarev, doesn't make any sense. That's not Yotzav HaYisa, right? That would explain the Maskana, maybe. But what I'm suggesting is, even if you look at it from the perspective of the chalos kinyan itself, the quality of the kinyan, so if we think that, you know, being mafkia, the shame eshesish, and creating, you know, a shame, you know, pnuya, is equal or more than creating a shame eshesish, then, you know, that would be very, very difficult to explain how that could be done by karcha. Yibum. Similarly, what was the level of Zika? What is the gemar, if you will, you know, of Yibum versus Zika? Right? Not so obvious. You know, it depends on how you understand Zika. Again, Lohi Nachta, no problem. Tziruf, no problem. But level of how much is being done, is it the equivalent that the Erisim was there and then you're lacking the Nesuin? Like Sfarno, his Perish Al HaTorah, really likes the idea that Yibum, right, is like Nesuin. And that the Kiddushin of the Baal HaMeis, you know, continues. Well, let's take it in terms of Nesuin, because that's very relevant to us, right? Again, if you hold like the Baal HaTosis, that the Baal HaTosis meant in Ksuvis, that even if it's true that Kiddushin, Baal Karachok, is no good, but Nesuin is good. So why? So if you look at the language in the Marsha and Shittim Kubat, you get different impressions. Some of it is that it could say several things. Again, Lohi Nachta is not a problem. Mitzaref is not a problem. Right? There could be another point, and that is, when you're Mekadesh, and this, you know, goes to our Agdama, how do you look at the relationship between Kiddushin and Nisun, but in two different points here? Number one, you know, again, like the Ritva was saying, you know, a lot, really things take place in the Kiddushin. And, you know, once there's Kiddushin, there's a certain momentum. And, you know, phase one is applicable to phase two as well. There already is Das Linesuin at the time of the Kiddushin. Right? Unlike, can't say that doesn't apply to Get. probably doesn't apply to Yibum so much either. But there are other things there. But you could say that. That's language that some of them use to explain that Havamin and Tosis, because he was already, the Das is there already from the Kiddushin. Remember the language of the Tashbet, right? When he talked about the mitzvah, like, you know, what the mitzvah is Eirusin. Let's say you're only, you know, Mekadesh and you have no intention to do Nisuin. Is that a mitzvah? You could say the same thing on a Das level. But one could take it a step further. And that, of course, especially for the Rambam, and that is, not that the Das of the Kiddushin, you know, is there, and therefore it automatically applies to the Nisuin. But that the Kiddushin is the Kinyan. Therefore it needs Das. The Nisuin is the Matir. It does create a chalos, it does complete the chalos ishus, right? But it doesn't necessarily, and let me say this, it is mashlim lemaisa, some kinyan manifestations, but is that because it's a kinyan? And if so, okay, so it's a gemar type kinyan. Not a chalos, yitziras chalos kind of kinyan, right? Or maybe it's not even a gemar as a kinyan, it's a gemar as the hasara sa'ikuv, the matir, the maisa of chuppah. Once you remove that obstacle, just like this heterish, according to the Ritva said, right? The real matir, that's his pshad in, you know, chuppah v'kiddushin. You know, when you do the chuppah, so then the kiddushin, you know, gets to, you know, completely express itself. Right. Now, you can ask this question about the matir part, and you can ask this question about the kinyan part. The Ritva thought it applied to both, probably. The Rambam probably thinks that that's gufa the chiluk. When it comes to the matir, that's generated by the chuppah. When it comes to the kinyanim, the chuppah is a ma'akev, or maybe the matir part of the chuppah is ma'akev, but the real kinyan is fully, right, encoded in the kiddushin. It just doesn't, it's in abeyance, it doesn't express itself. In which case, you might think that even if kiddushin needs to be midaita, right, but nisuin doesn't need to be midaita, not because it's, the das is already there, but because it's a lower level kinyan, or it's not a kinyan at all. So that might be, that's what I mean by the echo. How will that express itself? Probably express itself in other qualitative expressions, how the gemar is different than the tchila. But it isn't, again, the first way of explaining it, which is, oh, it's there already, that's like a gemar and a tchila. What I'm saying is more than that. Maybe it's more than that. And that is, it's a matir versus a kinyan. Or, yeah, shlomas kinyan versus a kinyan. Yeah. That just means maybe that there's still a gemar, even if there's a difference in the level, or that the chalos kinyan also is incompatible with balkar.
So would you have to say that zika is more than kedushin?
Or put it this way, you'd have to say that nisuin, in some respects, right, is accomplishing more, more mechudash than yibum. Yeah. Well, you could say it either way.
Either.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe this depends on, again, putting in the, you know, back the Ruchem Fischel Perlo safek about the lavush, you know, and this is a get ne'ava, you know, makes the kiddushin like nesuin. Like Yibum? Like Get? Interesting question. Okay. So what about the Mokar and the Havamin and Maskana? I was going to just get the things on the record and then we'll finish on Sunday. But yeah, Ariel, go ahead.
I was just going to say, whether you read, either way you read, or how you understand the Nisuin, I think that the way that you do the rest is explained the Havamin.
Yeah, do we have the Shonos, by the way, the Marsha and the Shidu Gubetsa Sinus? Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah. He's not emphasizing so much it's hard to know, but he's more emphasizing, you know, what you, because of what you accomplished in phase one, than he is what's not needed for phase two. Maybe it's the omnipresent. But I thought the Marsha, you have the language of the Marsha? Was saying it a little bit differently, emphasizing more that it's a Gemar?
Marshal.
Or the Marshal, go ahead, yeah. Sorry, Marshal. Chom Shlomo, yeah. Yeah. Not because of what you have in phase one, but again, there's no Matzarev problem, or, you know, there's no outstanding Kinyan problem. Hard to know. But then we should be looking for echoes. What I mean by the echoes are, so do we really look at Kiddushin and Nisuin as, you know, two halves, right? Or something like that. We already discussed this, right? You know, Tchila and Sof. What?
Ramban.
Or the Ramban's Chatzi Chatzi, you know. Or if it is Tchila and Sof, which is more, the Tchila or the Sof, right? The Ra'ah and the Rabbah Ramban Ahar. Ramban Rambam, sorry. And, you know, the Meiri versus, you know, the Ritva, the Ran. We have a full range when it came to explaining the mitzvah and explaining the matir and explaining other things. So, too, regarding the Kenyan. So, some of the things we're going to look at is what level of Ratzon do you require? So let's talk about that for a second. So we mentioned a second ago that that Rashi and Yevamos and Afyutes quotes a special limud for when you put them together, right? Rashi and Kiddushin, second parak, and Rashi and Yevamos, you might say, well, Rashi in the second parak is just telling you that the level of das that you require in Kiddushin, that couldn't be Balkarka, is like any other Kenyan. Not saying, it doesn't mean he doesn't think that it's special, but vis-a-vis this halacha, namely the exclusion of Balkarka, you don't need to emphasize anything special. All you need to say is it's a Kenyan, and therefore it requires. What about Gittin? Right? Maybe it's a Sina, or it's a different kind. It's a Kenyan Shel Siluk as opposed to a Kenyan Shel Knisa, whatever you're going to say. Right? But, so according to Rashi, it's very tempting to read the Gemara. Let's leave Balbasra out for 1 second. But it's very tempting to read the Gemara as saying, the Gemara's Hav Amina was that Kiddushin is like Gittin, right, or Yibum, or what some people think could be Nisuin, right? In other words, that it is less than a typical Kenyan. Strange. And the Maskana, according to Rashi, is no, it's not worse than a typical Kenyan. It might be better. No evidence of that here either. But it's not worse. How could it be less than a regular Kenyan? It's very hard to fathom in terms of the Tziruf and the Elohei Nachto line. How about in terms of the Kenyan part? How could it be less? Yeah?
Maybe said that it's not really critical.
Oh, you mean because the Kiddushin part isn't the heavy lifting, the Nisuin part is? But then you'd have to conclude that the Nisuin couldn't be Balkar Chavim. And only the Kiddushin could be. Okay, I haven't thought about that. Maybe. Seems a little radical to me, but maybe. Yeah.
If we thought?
So here I think it goes in either direction. Right. If she is like the, you know, she's acquired and so on, she's the Chefta Shokin, but she's the Makna and the Nikna at the same. You're saying, if she's the Nikna, so, and that's how some Achronim say it. I think the Gilyoni Ashas quotes some Achronim will say that. She's a Chefza. She, instead of, you know, viewing her so much as the Makna, she's the Nikna. If you ask me, they say that. He quotes some Achronim will say that. If you ask me, I would say the opposite. And the Ksos, Midavne Miluim Ksos, does say the opposite. He basically says, to explain again, within the Bava Basra world, I'll get that in just a second, that if you hold like the Rajba, right, on Vav Amud Beis, who's emphasizing that not that she's a Chafetza, like the Gilyoni HaShas, right, but that she There is no chefza, and there's no real kinyan or bailus or ownership or any of that. There's no gufa davar that's changing hand here. It's a web of it's a legal relationship, a legal category, you know, and a web of you know of responsibilities and whatever. So the Avni Miluim says, oh, so well, he's actually speaking about him. We'll see in a minute. You know, part of the complexity here is whose das and ratzon are we talking about? In our Gemara, we're talking about her ratzon, right? The Avnei Miluim actually goes in both directions, which is fascinating. When it comes to her ratzon, he always likes to quote the Ran in Adar. Right? The Ran in Adar doesn't say we don't need her ratzon, that can be Bakarcha, but what does he say, Josh?
In order to suspend her
that she has to be shavya atzma kehefker. She doesn't have to agree to be nichnas or shuso. She just have to kind of not object, and then he's like kona atzma menehefker. That's a kind of a very low level. The Ksos likes it a lot, and he thinks that yeah, the kinyan ha'ishus, you know, is like that. So if you hold that way, okay, so the Havamina was that he can really impose, again, it's hard to, without the Mitzarif and the Nikna part is, but okay, if that's all the Kenyan really is and that's all you need Ratzon for, so to drop that or to have a Havamina, you don't even need that. She's all, you know, Omedes Leos Hefker, or if you want to say Tavla Metav Tandu, like some of you suggested, which again, some Rishonim ask. It's not hard to explain why it's not true. But you know, if you want to explain such a strange havamina, you might say something like that. When it comes to his das, that's not what our Gemara is talking about. But there is another. It does come up. How does it come up? Yeah, with the whole discussion of the, again, we'll have to finish this on Sunday because I'm already going over time. With the whole Bala Itur and the Rambam, meaning. Assume for a moment that we're not talking about regular Bal Karcha, but we're talking about Taluya, right? Vekani Kinyano Kenya. Can you put a gun to his head, to a Kone's head, right? The Gemara in Balvasar deals with the problem. Can you put a gun to a Makne's head and say, you know, give up your object? Right? So, Lahalacha, fundamentally, we paskin, Taluya Vazavn Zvini Zvini, Agavon Se Gamar Makne. Right? Not a good thing to do, bad thing to do. Right? When it comes to Kiddushin, there's a debate between Amemar and Ravashi whether we say Hu asa shaloka hogen nasa lo shaloka hogen afkin rabban the Kiddushin minei or not. Good, fine. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra. What about him? Let's say somebody puts a gun to, you know, like a very zealous father-in-law. You know, that's the old shotgun marriages, right? That we all, you know, grew up on. So, you know, does that work or not? So there's no Gemara about that, but there is a debate in the Rishonim, right? So what's the halacha, Adam?
Rambam holds that it works, and Ezra holds that it
the Rambam Perek Dalid Hilchos Ishus Halacha Aleph holds that works, right? And the Ravid says Vehu Shama Rotzani. We'll get to that. And the Bala Itur in a couple of places says that does not work. Why doesn't it work? What? Because Taluy v'kzavin zvini zvini Taluy v'kani ain't kinyano kinyan. So the Rajba here on Dav Beis Od Beis, which hopefully you've all seen, right, says what, Mordechai?
He says that he agrees with the Rambam.
He agrees with the Rambam, and he says the notion that you are going to require more das for kinyan than for hakna is fundamentally flawed. If anything, it should be the opposite. Now that's an interesting debate. We talked about it last year. We talked about Pshara, Tzricha Kenyan. Right? Do you need more das to give something, to relinquish something that you own, right, or to acquire something? I could make a pretty even case for either of these, right? In terms of initiative acquiring, in terms of, you know, attachment, you know, giving up. So that's an interesting debate, right? Anyways, the Rajba says, I think it's wrong, and so on. Good. In general, the Rajba thinks that there never was a Havamina in our Gemara, that Kiddushin would be Bal Korcha. There was no such Havamina. Right? But the Gemara says it. Right? Mordechai, what's the answer for the Rajba? The Rajba says it can't be because every Kinyan requires Das. Or every Das Makna at least requires Das. Right? Shades of the Ksos. Ksos is more extreme in a way, but right? So that's a very important statement. What's the Rajba saying? Two things. A, every Das Makna requires Das. B, Kiddushin, the Das Makna, Kiddushin is a typical Das Makna, right? The other Rishonim who disagree and think that the Gemara really had its time, will say, well, it's not a real Kenyan. The Ran and the Darim, even though that's a level of Das. The Rajba in, right? Meaning it's not a typical Kenyan. It's a Heftza, like the Gulyon Eshas, like Shua was quoting, right? But the Rajba is assuming it's not less than a regular Kenyan, right? And that requires Das. So what's the Gemara talking about then?
Our Gemara is talking about a case where...
Yeah. The answer is our Gemara is saying... the Gemara is saying exactly the opposite of what we thought. The challenge in our Gemara, according to the Rajba, is not to explain how could we ever think that you would get away, right, without Das... And then maybe even to say Lamaskana, okay, you do need Das, it can't be Bal Korcha, but maybe it's less than what you require typically, based on the Ran and Nadarim, right? Which is the way some Rishonim are interpreting. Rather, the problem in our Gemara is exactly the opposite. The Gemara never thought that you could be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Korcha. The Gemara thought that maybe... You need more Das Makne in Kiddushin than you do in Kinyanim. Because in Kinyanim, the din is Zoltoli Vizavin Zvini Zvini Agav Onse Gomer Makne. And here the Gemara thought, no. Did the Gemara really think that? And then the Gemara's Maskan is no. Right? No, it's equivalent to Kinyanim, or even though it's not equivalent. You know, you can still get away with Talui Vizavin. What?
Doesn't that depend on how you understood the
whole
beginning?
Possibly. That's what I'm asking. So when the Gemara says Talui Vizavin, Zvini Zvini Agavonse Gomer Makni, so what was the Havamina of the Gemara? That you require more.
Yeah.
But necessarily? If we freeze frame the Gemara, when the Gemara says maybe Kedusha will work, Bal Korcha, the answer is Midas in Shalom Midas Lo. Right, if you just had the framework of the Gemara, that would be amazing. Chiddush, the Gemara thought you need more. Either way, right? The earlier perspective was we thought you'd need less. Kamash Malan what? You do need less, but it can't be Bal Korcha, or Kamash Malan you need equal? I'm talking about the normal way. Or Kamashmal and Yudi, you need even more. That's one way to read the Gemara. Okay? According to this way, the Gemara, the Havamina was, you need more. And the Maskana is, you need equal?
Yeah.
Right? Or maybe, or you still need more. Hard to know. So the Rajba himself ruins it a little bit. He ruins even the Havamina. Like, on the one hand, he did the heavy lifting to say that this Gemara isn't that never thought that you can be Mekadosh Bal Korcha. It's the Gemara in Bal Basra. But he's too tied into the Gemara Bal Basra. What do I mean? Who has language of the Rajba? Go ahead. Alex? What do I mean?
Meaning that he's stuck, that it has to be like the Rajba.
Say again?
He's something that has to be like a Rajba.
Yeah. What the Rajba did was say, you have to read Kedushin Da Beis in light of Bal Basra Memches. And if that's the case, then the Havamina was a Meimar. Right? No, I'm saying it wrong. I'm saying it right. Yeah, the Havamina was a Meimar. And the Maskana is Ravashi. Yeah, that's way correct. Okay, why do I say that ruins it a little bit? It doesn't ruin. I mean, you know, what I mean is that, you know, it ruins our party a little bit in the sense that what? That's only a dindra afkinu the kedusha minay. Nothing really changes lamatskana. But if you read the sugya like the Rajbab, you could say, Alex, that what? Ahava mina is a meimar, but maybe the maskana isn't Ravashi. The maskana is that in principle, not the Gemara doesn't say anything about afkinu rabbanu the kedusha minay, right? The maskana is that when it comes to kedushin, the das makna and kedushin, since it's creating a chalos ishos, requires more. Maybe right. Maybe doraisa, not Ravashi, which is afkinu rabbanu the kedusha minay. But it doesn't work. Pashtus of the Gemara doesn't work. Gemara doesn't say anything about afkinu.
You that
what?
Saying, no one. Okay. The other Gemara clearly. I'm saying you're bringing it totally different on the Amar. If you're
right. Because we're not really bringing the Gemara. There's like the Rajba brought in the Gemara. The Rajba said, "Oh, Baba Basra Memches." Right? And then Ameimar and Ravashi. But you don't have, if you want to read the Gemara in the Kivun, let's say, you don't have to quote the Gemara in Memches. What you could say is, the Gemara is saying, Talui Vazavin Zvini Zvini, Lurk Gortzen Kol Torah Kula, and it works here too. And then the Gemara is saying, no! Here you need Das. If you're not quoting the language, the Shaklavatari of the Sugya there, but you're saying the Havamina wasn't Balkarcha, the Havamina was Talui Vazavn Zvini Zvini. The Maskana is Talui Vazavn Zvini Zvini is not good.
You're just ignoring that you're pretending that the Gemara doesn't.
There's another Mandama, the Mandama in Kiddushin, where we don't say Afkinu Rabban. Remember that Afkinu Rabban in Kiddushin is always a huge Chiddush. It's such a Chiddush, again, we're not going to discuss, we will discuss for a minute because of the Rambam, but we're not going to discuss the topic of Afkinu, but when we did it in Ksuvos a couple of years ago, I made the Ha'ara that the Rambam basically pretends like it doesn't exist. Okay? It's a disaster. It's an amazing halacha, but it's a disaster too. The reason the Rabosa of Shalrashi said what they said, because they knew it's... Can you be working with Afkinu and not say it? The Bali Tosas think in general, we'll get to this on the above, yes. But there are a group of Shonim who were very reticent and very limiting of Afkinu. So all I'm saying is in reading the Gemara, now would there be a basis for saying that Talib Azam Zvini Zvini would apply in Mecha Chomemkar but not in Kiddushin? Sure. Because in Kiddushin you're trying to do more. Now if you want a precedent for it, so now let's turn it around for a second. Okay? Let's turn it around for a second. What about the shotgun marriage? What does the Gemara say? Doesn't talk about it. Machlokas between the Bala Itur and the Rambam. And what's that machlokas? Sounds like the Bala Itur, or the Rajba thinks. Whatever you're going to say about Dinei Mamanus, you're going to say about Ishus. That's Lashitaso, because Rajba is treating everything like Das Makne from Lakula and Lachomra. Right? However, in Shulchan Aruch, and with this we'll close for the day, in Shulchan Aruch, what happened? Alex? Anybody get that far? In Makoros. What happened in Shulchan Aruch? In Choshem Mishpat. What happened in Shulchan Aruch? I gave you an Avnei Miluim to look at. Not Chavtes. The other one.
Membeis.
What was it?
Membeis.
Membeis Aleph, right? Did you see it?
Yeah,
what's he contending with? A problem that the Nosa Kalim already deal with, the earlier Nosa Kalim in Shulchan Aruch deal with, namely, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that we like the Rajba against the Itur in Choshem Mishpat, correct? That Talui Bakani, a shotgun. You know, sale of your sada works, b'di'evet. Agav, onse gomer makni. Correct? However, when it comes to Evan Ezer, there we seem to paskin.
It doesn't work.
How come? So is that the ikalamidik made that kadasa yesh omrim don tzul kadish lo mahani shum dehav talui vakani im ken echem mishkachas lahad amru. Number one, how does it work in kiddushim in the context of ones? Isn't that like who else quoted that raya, by the way? Who quotes that raya? The Miri, correct. Miri al-Attar says it's got to work like the Rambam, because otherwise, what do you do with ones? Does that bother you? Doesn't bother me. I mean, I wouldn't say it doesn't bother me at all. It bothers me a little bit. It doesn't bother me so much. There's a mitzaref in ones. There's a certain history, right? Right? There's a ksuva shlema, according to the Rambam. Okay. Doesn't bother me so much. But Meiri end, nosakelim, so what's going on? Miu, so some of them say, oh, because of Afkinu. Just like there's Afkinu for Ravashi, for her, tuiv zam zvini zvini, agavon tsugomer makni. But, right, Afkinu. I'm late. You said some people have a class at 1, right? What? No, I'll finish in 1 more minute. I just want to get through because, you know, we want to move on. What?
You think you're gone?
No, no, no. I'll be good. I'll try to be good. Well, I already wasn't good, but I'll try to do 2. Mikano Lapa. In like 2 more minutes, Mikano Lapa. Everybody's with me so far? Right? Okay. So the point is that why? So because who also shloko nasa shloko again of kinar banal kedusha minay. So some of them farshim explain who adin. So in chosh mishpat we paskin like the Rambam. In Evan Wezer we paskin like the Itor, because, you know, now we're talking about the father-in-law. Who also shloko again? Right? It doesn't have to be the father-in-law. Anyways, yeah. However, the Avnei Miluim has a suggestion. Miu, lule divrei harajba, that rajba, right, nirla niyastaiti, dafil neima talui bakani lokani haina mishim deliknos by ratzon tvei. Vekol shabakarcha lokana. Avo kidusha isha, he's saying the other way, right? Eino kinyan the gabe baal, the Nema, the Lokana, Ukamosha Kasava Rajba, he's quoting him again, right? This is one of the many times. Parakama the Kiddushin. The Kivin de Ein Gufo Kanu Ilabal, Vein Kiddushin, Kiim, Shenasra Yada, Kola Olam, Chokai Gavna, Fiala de Ones Mahani. Kivin de Mechuya Bidvaro, Havla Kain, Mecher, Ushim Tluya Vakani, Leispe, Kivin de Nisha Batoras Kinyan, Lagabe Baal, the Ein Gufa Konui, the Ein Los Chia, the Gufa Isha, Im Kain, Tamadi, Shomim, Dlomahani, Bon Su, Lakadesh, Mishum Afkin Rabban, Lakidusha Mine. He's saying maybe the Itur is right. He's saying maybe the Itur is right in Choshem Vishbad, Taluya Bezabin, but not Taluya Bekani. But in the case of the Baal, it's not really Taluya Bekani. Right? Because it's just a relationship between them, and there's no chefta. So for that reason, if it wasn't for afkin rabbanu lekiddusha minei, right, it would be, even the Bala Itur might agree, or Bala Itur followers might agree. Okay. But what I'd like to suggest, on both levels, that we say the opposite. Our Gemara does not say, according to those who read like the Rajba, again, not the Rajba himself, I admit. I'm saying, take the read of the Rajba. The Havamina of the Gemara was not Bal Korcha. The Havamina of the Gemara was, plug it in, Taliyah B'Zavin, like all Kinyanim. The answer of the Gemara is, Midat in Shalom Midas Lo. And especially if you want to start quoting, not Rashi in Kiddushin second parak, but Rashi Nevamos, special din, V'lov Holchav Ha'isa. Right? Why do you need a special das? You need a special makar for das in Kiddushin for one of two reasons. Either you think that it's less, right? And there's, again, Ran and the Darin, so on. Or because you think it's more. Meaning, the reason that you need, you know, Das Makne doesn't explain why you need Das Bekidushin. But it's much more than that. Creating a chalos. So if you want to say the Havamina was plug it into regular kinyanim, the maskana is you need more than regular kinyanim, not midin afkinu. There's no afkinu in our Gemara. When the Gemara says it wants to say afkinu, it has to say afkinu. Right? So then, you know, Rashi and Yavamos is excellent. Right? Similarly, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's my suggestion. But it's based kind of on, it's the backward, it's the parallel opposite of what the Avnei Miluim is saying. Avnei Miluim is saying, right, if you hold like the Itur and Choshev Mishpat, you're still not going to apply that to Ishus because of the Rajba. Right? But I don't think the Rajba, you know, is necessarily a reason to downgrade the level of Ratzon in Kiddushin. Maybe it's the opposite. To acquire a Cheftza, that you just need Das Makne to develop Chalos, Ishus, for that you require, to use the language I was using before, Chaim type language, not just Ratzon, but Das. Right? So, that's why it's not going to work. Not Midin Afkinu. Neither of these are Midin Afkinu. There's no Afkinu in our Gemara. Okay? So, yeah.
Is there any suggestion that the possible Sabarai who wrote this Gemara is arguing on the Moran and Lovasar?
First of all, we don't know that a Sabarai wrote this Gemara. Some Rishonim, some Chachmei Sparad, say that he did. Okay, I'm familiar with that as well. But not everybody, again, some of the Chachmei Sparad picked up on that. Again, one of the reasons that the Meiri was like, come on, what? Yeah. Yeah, it comes from, you know, from the Gaonim and the Chachmei Sfarad. I also don't think that the formulation is correct, meaning what Sabaroim, you know, put into the Gemara as a matter of authority, if they were to acknowledge, disagreed with Amaroim, would be a problem, right? But what, you know, may be a different Shita or is implicit in other Amoraim, in other places, that is brought out even by a Sabaraic reading of the Gemara, when it's not a question of you know, direct authority competition, not going to be an issue at all. It's like when there's a difficult psak that the Rambam has with the Gemara, so you can say, oh, is Rebbe saying that the Rambam trumps a Gemara? Chalila. What I would say is that the Rambam thinks that his understanding of Shas is that a particular Gemara isn't the whole story, right? So that's how I would, even if we know that this is a Gemara of Sabaraim, that's how I would suggest to read it. I'd say, if you want to invoke Bava Basra, right, and you want to invoke Afkinu Rabban the Kiddusha Mine, you shouldn't assume that people know that implicitly. So, there's a lot of evidence that the Chalos Ishus requires more rather than less Das. Again, I'm trying to show three Shitas in this Sugya, right? One is you require exactly what you require in a regular Kinyan, right? Like the language of the Rajba, holds that way. Like the Maskana of Rashi in the second Perek, and so on. I'm trying to suggest a second perspective that, at least in the Havamina, maybe even echoing, you require less, right? Like the Leone Achaz, because it's a Cheftza. There isn't really a Makna, there's a Cheftza. Or the language of the Ran and the Darin, or the Avnei Miluim, right? Both for the him and for her, although you could be mechalik, we'll get to that in a second, between him and her. And I'm suggesting a third peirush, which is, I think, more compelling than the second one, for sure, I think more compelling than the first. And that is that you require more in Ishus than you require in Kinyanim, at least in the Havamina, maybe even the Maskana. Now, where does that come from? As you say, is it like the Sabraim, or even worse, the Rajba, Derech of the Rajba, not the Rajba himself, because he doesn't hold that way, against Amoraim? So my answer is, Chas v'Shalom, where does it come from? It comes from a whole bunch of other data. What is the status of Kiddushei Ketana? What is the requirement of Eidei Kiyum? Right? So these are still things that we have to look at. But if the objective evidence is that Kinyanim type or Das type requirements in Ishus are higher than they are in Kinyanim, then this becomes a very reasonable, in my opinion, at least a plausible way to read the Gemara, with the assumption that Rav Ashi didn't go that far, and certainly Amemar didn't go that far, on the woman's side anyway. Right? There are two issues that we're talking about. Now, of course, in all of this, if we were to ask, since we're raising this question, equal to other Kinyanim, less than other Kinyanim, more than other Kinyanim, right? So I'm throwing, you know, as a basket, you know, as one unit, I'm throwing in, Dasa Isha and Dasa Isha, you know, on both sides of the equation. And again, Ran and Nadarim, a little, you know, Rajba, you know, that's the Avnei Miluim on one side. And I'm making the case, she's going to become an Eishes Ish, right? That just requires Agav Onse Gomer Makne. He's going to create this chalos of Eishes Ish through Ki Yikach Ish Isha. And you can do that, you know, with the father-in-law holding a shotgun to his head. By the way, it's not a regular gun, it's a shotgun, right? That's why they call it shotgun marriage. They don't call it gun marriages. Right? Shotgun marriages. Not a, if a Avigdor were here, he might say, you know, AK-47 rifle. It's not that either, but, you know, in case Avigdor's listening, we have to always, it seems like he's listening.
Is he listening?
He's out there. What?
Is he listening? They're both listening.
Well, I know he's listening in Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
He's threatening to listen in Kedushin. So, you know, I told him, I put things in for him now and then.
Put things in for your other son also.
What?
Your
other son,
maybe.
For Itamar?
Yeah.
But Itamar's, you know, he's coming back any day. yeah. So, Ariel, maybe. Yeah. Okay. So the, yeah. So that's where the global... So what we need to do, basically, is again, so the, again, exercise. What is the makor of Das that we've just indicated? This is a perspective. Let me just throw in, since I'm being delinquent anyway, so I'll just be delinquent for 30 more seconds, the Rimil O'Neil. Okay, so what is the Rimil O'Neil, Jonathan? Do you get a chance to see the Rimil O'Neil? We're on the hunt. Basically, what we're doing in this sugya is we're trying to figure out, right, Havamina and Maskana, these three options, right? Equal, less, more. Right? So we've done the two day, the days in Rashi. By the way, there's a third makar for a need for Das in Rashi, except that something needs to be said about it. Rashi, what? The one in Perish Al Torah?
From Rivka.
Rivka. What needs to be said about that? Something, Ahara? Quick Ahara? What's the context? Or it's a language. What? Nisuin. Right? So do you need this for Nisuin? That's part of our... We have a few things in the air here, right? One of these... Also, and what about Yibam and what about Gittin? And especially what about Nisuin? Because we're interested in Nisuin both as a parallel and especially because we care about the relationship between Kiddushin and Nisuin, right? So it's interesting that the Rashi Al Torah speaks about Nisuin in this context. Although it may have been describing, sounds like it was describing Eirusin. But he said, you know, Nishal Aspia is a required, Mikan is a required, the language is Nisuin. So does he mean Tchilas Nisuin? Hard to know. But, yeah. Yeah. Correct. Say that aloud? That's correct.
I think Rabbi Vigor thinks that that's not, it works in the Isaac's table.
right?
Yeah, 100%. Meaning the idea that Shiduchim is already an early phase or a...
Even.
When you go through further, then already from the time of Shiduchim, you're just like the Ksuva in some respect, it's a phase of adding in, you know, security and so on. So that line of Rabbi Avigdor, that's what was going on with the Rivka, and then that's the pshat. But in Rashi, he emphasizes Nisua.
None of them, Mefarshei Rashi, seem to think it's dealing with Stam Das. It's all referring to the Memers and Daf Mamalk about Kedushei Ketana and Ksuvas and Nantas, whatever it is, about Nisua Ketana. None of them seem to think it has anything to do with regular Das and a regular...
I mean, it has to do with Chuppah, you mean?
Daf, no, for Ketana. Can you be Mesei Ketana before?
It might be a special din of Ketana. Correct. We'll talk about that, too. Especially when we get to Chuppah on Daf Hei, which also Rashi thinks, Rashi keeps emphasizing it's Sama Ketana, for no reason. I mean, no objective reason in the Gemara, right? Although we don't know how the Sabbarayim would have read it. But, so that's important too. So remind me then, because that's important. I have something to say about
that. Medrash Rabbah over there actually has a different mashmak. It says...
The who?
Medrash Rabbah.
Yeah.
Rashi's
oh, yeah.
It says the Yisoma thing.
Yeah. Oh, Yisoma. Also emphasizing that same idea.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have a father.
Right.
Oh, okay, very good. I don't remember that, but okay, very good. So yeah, so Rabbi Avigdor Tzarfati has his take and the possibility that we're talking about, you know, a Ketana, and especially Ketana Yisoma, but Rashi himself doesn't say that. Rashi himself sounds like Mikan, like it's like a drum roll there, right? That's one of those Rashis. I'm writing a parashah of the Torah, but you should know, right? This is Halach Lamaisa, right? Almost like, you know, Mipim Lom Piksava, practically. Okay, so... what does Rabbi Milaniel say? Well, this will continue. We'll complete for today. Yeah.
Yeah. He says that if it was originally done bal karcha and then later on she accepted it, it's still not good because the shtar itself needs to be really united.
Yeah. So the question is the Rabbi Milaniel just another expression of the perspective that, you know, we're dealing with the background of bal basra memches? And what he means is that, you know, agavon se gomer makni. I don't read it that way. It sounds like you didn't read it that way either. Or is it really the idea of what happens when there's ratzon, right, la'achra maisa? Now, ratzon la'achra maisa, yeah.
Does everybody think that Rino and Neil in the beginning is talking about all kiddushin or just kiddushin shtar?
I thought he was talking about...
At the end, it's the shtar. It must be the shtar.
I don't know why he. What?
Does everybody think that, like, the bass and Stephen are like a thing for the bass?
What I did think, I'm not sure why he puts in shtar, definitely, and that, it's quoted by other Rishonim without the shtar part. If you look in the Kamoi, you have a number of those expressions. I thought that the shtar part, frankly, had to do with the... you know, peculiarity of the Shakavatar of the Hemshecha Gemara to begin with. In other words, I start off by noting that there's a certain irony that on the one hand we just finished saying that we call it Haisha Niknes, you know, because of the Kinyan, right, which we derive from Kesef, you know, which, you know, even though it seems like very different than other Kinyanim, right, as the Balitosis and Meiri each in their own way are saying, and which we understand, Lekulam Lechumra. And then the Gemara says, you know, maybe you don't need, maybe, you know, it doesn't work, maybe it works about Karka, right? So what I was trying to explain was, that's strange, because we just finished saying that it's a Kenyan, right? And especially in light of the Rajba, if it's a Kenyan, you need Das, and so on. What I was trying to explain with all that was, no, we're very defensive about this Kenyan, you know, idea, in a way. Or, very offensive about it. In other words, we're establishing that Kiddushin is a Kenyan, but we're not closing our eyes to the fact that applying the concept of Kenyan to Kiddushin is a bit sensational, right? So, actually, it's a good point of departure, like, okay, fine, in either direction, fine, you need a Kenyan, right? But is it a typical Kenyan, right? Maybe, you know, you require less and Balkalka will work. It's like testing that very idea. That's kind of what I was originally saying. Or if you take a Rajba type approach, but with my twist, meaning you don't just make it, you know, Ravashi and Amemar. So they were saying, okay, wow, so it's a Kenyan, but this kind of a Kenyan, you know, is a Chalos Kenyan, and that's what we're really emphasizing, right? Therefore, you need more, right? And then that's the continuation to the next part of it. But that's what I meant by it. In light of the language in the Rima Luneel, so I'm thinking, no, maybe the point is this. We said that it's Kenyan, but we're emphasizing it's one of the three. And some of the Rishonim are even saying, you know, that it isn't just like, you know, all three, but this is the Mefurash one or the Mominous one. And maybe it isn't even two of the three, albeit whatever, right? Some of the Rishonim say the only one is really Kesef. So then the point is, the next Gemara is kind of, is there Bal Korchach and Shtar? Like in Kesef, of course that's being Midas, because that's the Kenyan. But if Shtar is a kind of a Nesina, and that's more, it does, what I'm saying is another way to read the Gemara, which is, we just finished emphasizing Kiddushei Kesef, so of course we know that that needs to be Bidaita. But maybe Shtar doesn't, because that's not going on the language of Niknes, or at least in the same way. Moreover, there you have your Rach, Barab Shmuel, Talmidei HaRajba, Tosas Toch. You know, that's where the stronger possibility that Gittin is the background of this is being formulated. Right? So the answer is that's why I thought. But I don't know, not sure. But what I do think is true is that others, Mefarshim, quote this same idea of the Rima Luneel without any reference whatsoever to Shtar. And the question is, what do they mean? So I thought that the background of all this really is the discussion. Again, it's not Talui V'Zavin, perhaps. I'm speculating. I'm not 100% sure. It's this idea of, you know, the acharkach, you know, the sratza. What happens if somebody does something, kind of with balkarka, and then not to leave his oven, but you, not agavonse gavra makne, but no one's known. It's just that, you know, they had no idea that you were being makabel, right? And maybe you were ambivalent, and then you decided, you know, after the fact to give your consent. Right? So the question is, does that work in regular kinyanim? Or not? That's an interesting question. So if you look at the Gemaras in second parak of Kiddushin, and if you look at the Psakim of the Rambam in parak Gimel regarding Kiddushin, and in parak Yud regarding Nisuin, a very interesting thing, and this is the view of the Rif as well, something very interesting emerges. And that is that when it comes to Kiddushin, at least, right, when you have Kiddushin Ketana, right, so Ketana Shiniskadsha Shalola Da Sabia, this is a sugya, the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, Ketana Shiniskadsha Shalola Da Sabia, like Mem Gimel Mem Dalad, the Achakach Nisratza Ha'av, doesn't work. That's how the Rambam paskens. Somebody can get the language just very quickly in Paragimel. I think it's Paragimel, right? Paragimel. However, if you look on Mem Dalinod Beis Mem Heyom and Aleph in the second parak of Kedushin, it sounds a little bit that Ketana Shenises Shalolodasavia V'achakach Nisratza Ha'av. Same case, same parallel. That does work. It sounds like as long as the father's not ma'akev and soap, he agrees when he finds out about it. Yeah, Alex, have language?
I think so. It's Gimel?
Maybe yeah. Gimel. What is it? Gimel? Yud Gimel. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. Right? Doesn't make a difference. And what about in Nisuin? Look in Perek. I think it's Yud. I'm trying to remember in the Chaf something, I think. And this is true. These are the Rif Paskins as well. Oh, are we being marked of something here?
There is some sort of lunch. I don't know if it's supposed to be in here.
They're happy to win.
I think they must have changed
their route. The what? There's a lunch?
I think they changed their route.
Yesterday was a fast. Today there's a lunch. Okay, well, we are going to finish. It's sure his fault. He told me. He encouraged me to go on.
Right,
Ellie was saying, stop, but... What?
I got all that, yeah.
Ah, that's good?
Yeah, I got another, like, 4 ounces this year.
Caramel? Like, what do you got in there?
Almond milk.
What is it?
Almond milk.
Almond milk? Oh, that's good?
Yeah. Do you want me to get this for
sure? Well, I mean, then it'll go on forever. No, I'm going to be. So, do you have it? Is it packet?
Yet?
Probably. You don't think this is like this.
Oh, maybe it's not yet. Maybe it's... Oh, okay, that's 1 second. Yeah, 1 second. And the Gemara here. And then with this we're ending. We're finished. We're history. But it's a Sarasime Chuba, right? So you can go a little longer. Right?
Remember how he's in the Chuba.
Again. It's very good. Yeah. And then you have the famous discussion of the Mordechai and Nagos Maimunios, Yakir, did you find it? Tezayin, maybe. You Tezayin? Yeah. Okay, good. What do we got? That it? I thought it was a little stronger. Wait a second. Maris Bito Katana. Yeah, it sounds like there's a there's a capacity to object, basically, right? If he agrees, I thought it was even more explicit. But is that where you have the Agos Mamunios, the long one? Oh, I should just open. What's this? Yud Tezayin. Again. What?
No, nothing.
Kashem Shemakablin Skaral. Kashem Shemakablin Skaral Adrisha, Kach Makablin Skaral Aprisha. You have to know what not to find out about. Yeah. 1 second. You know, the famous Mordechai and the Agos Mamunios quotes it also, has a long thing, this he married this girl, right, and she was very ill, remember?
Rabbeinu Ephraim.
What? It's a paired gimel. Okay, I don't know why I didn't know. Okay, I thought it was a parakeet. It should be a parakeet. Okay. Gimel. So it's back on Gimel Yud Gimel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, what's the os number?
Ches.
Ches? Ah, yeah, okay. Is it? Yeah. Yeah. So this is the famous case that this is the right one? No. 1 second. No. That's something else. That's not correct. Where's the
very end.
I'm sorry to waste time, but where's our Bitter Time and our Bitter Frame? It's in Paragimel. That's a different. These are related issues, but it's not the one I'm looking for. Yeah, correct. Oh, yeah, okay. Go ahead. You have it there, in second parak. Yeah. It's also in the Gos Mamunios here. I thought it's maybe it's very good. Back here, you didn't find it in parak yet? Yeah, go ahead. What happened? Right. In other words, she's ktana and she was miskadeshes, and now she's very ill.
Right.
He died. The father died, and he left a big inheritance, right? And she is very ill as well. Not a good situation in the family. Her husband, that's the Arus. What number is it?
Chafbez. Her Chafbez halacha dalin.
Oh, Chafbez. Okay, sorry. Yeah. I don't know why I thought it was a therapy. Okay, shit, but whatever. Chafbez. Dalin? Yeah. Go ahead. So he wants to marry her because of his great affection for her. It just so happens, coincidentally, also that if she dies first, right, then the father's fortune goes to other Yarshim. And if he marries her first, then he stands in line to inherit, you know, that estate. Right? So the relatives, her relatives, don't want the marriage to happen. And he is pushing for it to happen. Go ahead.
Right.
What do you think about that? Them is hard words, right? The father is no longer alive, so he can't be Maser or Linesuin. So the characterization, but again, I'm sorry for the confusion. Perchabase, a facetious halacha, the Hagos Mamunius is Os Base, if I'm looking at it there. So he calls it Nisuin Drabanan, right? Kiddushin Daraisav and Nisuin Drabanan, the Leka Abla Moser Lechuppa. Right. V'imesa lo yershana kim kroveha heim yershua. Right. B'shal ha'arus pichachanim. Right. V'raver b'frayim michabo. Right. V'tama mishum d'chupa v'makom kinyan omedes. Right. V'lo dami l'nisua yiso mektana tahita kanta drabanan. Meaning the erison of a ktana is, as you know, that's miyun, and that's only drabanan. Aval hacha kimin de kedusha dvar Torah beinon chupa nami ladas. Shochel fnei Rabbeinu Tam, and he said, v'heishav al aktanish niskatsha ladas umeis avia v'avar la yud beis chodesh uktanahi temu echiala lev ish sheina yorsha. Right? Lo nechle kubish makadesh eshel yavo avia v'yimcha. Ubitokhid beis chodesh. Avalacha lo yavo v'yim chaliola. Why? It gets a gemar in chelek. No, I'm just joking. Okay, go ahead. Why? Because he's no longer alive. Why is it against a gemar in chelek?
Tchias
ha-mesen. What? So that was when our last year's we were in the middle of go ahead. Bokish av kayam ubetokid beis kodesh tama mishum it's yasem aisyadeh right? Okay, you can look at it. We'll talk about it a little more on Sunday. What am I trying to get from this? How much das do you require, both in Arison and in Nesuin? Do you need upfront, in the case of a Ketana, do you need upfront consent, or even more than that? Or is it sufficient that there's a right of refusal, that there shouldn't be an objection? The Rif and the Rambam seem to say that when it comes to Arison, you need upfront input from the father. And then when it comes to Nisuin, the father has a right of refusal. Then you have this interesting argument, parallel argument, between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam. Let's say the Arison was done, right, Minatorah, when the father was alive properly, and then the father dies. Can you have Nisuin without Arison? I'm sorry, can you have Nisuin without the das of the father in Minatorah or not? In a way, it's an echo of the Hava Mina, that's one of the things that I meant, of Tosas and Ksuvis. If you interpret the Tosas and Ksuvis as a case where we know already the Maskana, that das is required in Kiddushin, we still think that maybe Nisuin could be Al Korcha. So what about a similar situation where you have an Arison Dorai? Again, Arison without a father is only Drabanan. But if you have an Arison Doraisa with the father, can you have a Nisuin Doraisa without the father? Or similarly, you know, in Arison you require the upfront input of the father. In Nisuin, all he has is the right of refusal, but if he doesn't refuse, that's enough. Right? So now, that of course is relevant to our Arison Nisuin discussion, but it's also possibly relevant to this Rebel O'Neill. What is this? According to the Rebel O'Neill, our sugya is discussing what happens when there's not upfront das, right, but there's no refusal, or there's, you know, later assent as well. Do you have to redo the maisa? Right? And that, by the way, may be another reason why the Rebel O'Neill speaks about shtar, because it could also be relating to a little bit to the problem of kolsa kinyano, right? Which is the Gemara in the third parak, right, of Kiddushin, which discusses, you know, when you have a Kiddushin lachar zman, so Kiddushin kesef, you know, av apishin nesachlu amos, you have to give it back, so there's never a problem of being mitzarev, you know, the moment of the chalos to the moment, or connecting it to the moment of the maisa. But if you're talking about Kiddushin shtar, for example, and the shtar has to be around. It might be a kind of a reference to that as well. So how much, basically, according to the Rebel O'Neill, it sounds like the Gemara here was weighing, do you need the das to be upfront, or do you need that it shouldn't be bal korcha? And my final point, and again, I do apologize for going over, but, you know, again, Saras Mechuba. There is no college, right? That's for sure. So, it's interesting to note, how does the Rambam formulate the requirement of das for the Isha? A double formulation, right? Perek Dalid, Bichos Ishos, Halacha, Aleph. How does it go, Adam? Ein Isha Miskadeshes, Ela Birtzona. V'mekadesh Isha Bal Korcha, Ein Mekadeshes. So some of the Nosa Kalim, like, you know, what's he doing that for? Some of them, by the way, suggest that the double formulation is meant to address two things. Number one, no bal karcha. Number two, which anyways the Rambam discusses there, Toliva Zovin Zvini Zvini, which is also very fascinating, right? But it also could be that the Rambam, and this is not a stira, is really telling us two things, right? There are two aspects. Number one, Kiddushin cannot be bal karcha. Number two, you require das. So the final point, you know, and then we'll elaborate all this and try to finish it up on Sunday, is that, you know, in light of all this, certainly, again, we've been treating, you know, equal, less, more, you know, we've been treating it across the board, as I said before. But it is certainly also open to question, you know, whether you require more das for the husband, right, or more das for the wife. Her commitment is greater. And if you want to throw in the Sefer Abatim, like, why not, right? So in a way, what the Sefer HaBatim, by the way, the Sefer HaBatim was not treating, you know, the husband's role. He was addressing this as a din drabanan, afkinu, not at all. Right? He was trying to explain, though, how come in her case, right, we seem to be requiring more than we require in his case. And his answer was, because he has, that's balanced out, because he can be Megaresh Balkarcha, she's stuck in this marriage, therefore we have to establish, you know, unequivocally, you know, that she is signing on. Again, then maybe Tav Lametav in terms of sticking it out, you know, or the whatever, making that acceptable, may kick in too. But the point is that the Sefer HaBatim was pointing out that her level of commitment is great. Number one, she's the one who's more restricted, Daraisa, in terms of other partners. She's the one who needs a get, and she can't control the get process either. So the idea that on the one hand, her Das Makne, you know, is even on a higher level, you know, of commitment necessary than other Kinyanim, maybe even than his, all that makes a lot of sense, even Daraisa. On the other hand, Kiyikachishisha, the one who creates the Chalosishas, is him. He's the one who initiates it. So that will be a related question, just like parallel. Just like the Rajba and the Itur seem to be debating in general what requires more das koner, das makne, right, to let something go where they're, but it's yours, you're attached to it, right? Or to initiate, to create a new bond, right? So too, we have the parallel in terms of the relationship between das ha'isha and das ha'ish, except that you might be mechalik, you know, because there are unique elements both on his side and on her side, you know, whatever you say about Dini Mamanis, that may upgrade the requirements here. Yeah?
The Rambam does not mention Afkinu.
Sounds like
make your idea.
Correct. And by the way, it's not clear, let me add that, correct, it was on my list. The Rambam doesn't mention Afkinu, and as I said, the Rambam never mentions Afkinu, basically. He has some of the dinim, the results of Afkinu, but he never ever quotes Afkinu, and sometimes it's clear that he's operating. The Rambam really wanted to avoid Afkinu. It didn't play well to the Rambam's sensibility, you know, frankly. Not in Ishus, which makes sense, and not in Halacha. You know, it's just too radical. I'm not saying he didn't believe in it, it's hard to know. But he definitely...
That happened so far in Bovas and the Dagger also.
Yeah. In Memchess.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad, because it's been a theory of mine for a long time. I think somebody mentioned it to me last time in Ksuba.
Not the part that he never mentioned, just the part here.
But certainly, he might never believe in it. He certainly doesn't believe in it in a... What's that?
The Meiser Kaf also says it on Dala.
That's not Midin Afkinu.
That is
Oh, he thinks it is Midin Afkinu?
You
mean the Rambam's Midin Afkinu?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they have full Lashon. I'm saying the... Oh, okay. No. On the Isha side, I'm talking about the Ish side.
Oh.
You know, why does the Rambam think it works or not work? He doesn't say Afkinu at all, though. And as I say, so say... Okay. But, if indeed the Rambam generally doesn't believe in Afkinu, then what we were saying for her would emerge also in the Rambam. That's what some self says in Balbasra.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll leave it at that. The final note, of course, is do you need Rotsani in Talui Vazavit? Right? So this is the Rambam only mentions Rotsani twice. Right? Once is in the context of Karbados, like Kofer Noso Achi Omar Rotsani. The other is when it comes to Gittin. And the Rambam also says, that's a famous Rambam where he says, you know, like he's getting in touch with his inner, you know, his inner I, with a capital I, you know. He really wants to do the right thing.
Call it the Pintel Yid, ready?
What?
They call it the Pintel Yid.
The Pintel Yid, yeah. Very good. You could join the Yiddish group here with Ellie. And Ariel Diamond, you know, a few good people. We could probably even get language credit to the college. the Pintel Yid, 100%. So, which is very critical to Tshuva, by the way. mean, Rav used to quote that Rama Benichas Gerushin, Perik Beis, whenever you talk about tshuva. Anyways, so those are two places that the Rambam quotes Rotsani. But the Ravid, right, adds it in here in Perik Dalid Halacha Aleph. The Ravid says we show Rotsani. In Hilchos Gzela, also the Ravid says we show Rotsani. There, I think it's a different issue. I think the Rambam doesn't think that that's the case of Tali B'Zavin at all. It's the issue of Chamsa and Chimud. But it is very interesting for the Ravid. Do you always require Rotsani? Right, or not? And this is a discussion of Nosa Kalim. If you look for the Rambam, the Lacha Mishnah, like in different places, the Kesem Mishnah, Lacha Mishnah. Does the Rambam need Rotsani or not? Why only in Gerushin? To assume if in Gerushin, then also in Kiddushin. If in Kiddushin, you know, why not, you know, in Mekka Chomemkar? In Nochas Mechira, certainly not. What? The Rabbi doesn't have it. Yeah. So again, I think that possibly the requirement of Rotsani beyond Talib Zam Zvini Zvini may also reflect on what level of Das is required. Okay? So we'll stop here and then we'll talk about more about Nisun and Edekium and some of the other connected issues.